It's time for Lebanon Valley College Basketball on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network. Today's game is brought to you in part by Post Acute Medical and Lebanon Valley College. Now let's take it out to the game with John Wilsbach, Steve Leedy, and Brian Kaiser.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Sorrentino Gymnasium here on the campus of Lebanon Valley College, where tonight we have a MAC Commonwealth semifinal game between the number 3 seed, the Lycoming Warriors. They come in at 19-6. They are 10-6 in MAC Commonwealth play against the number 2 seeded Lebanon Valley College Flying Dutchmen, who are 16-9 on the season, an identical 10-6 record in MAC Commonwealth play. But LVC, of course, is the 2 seed here tonight because of the season sweep against Lycoming. They got them here early in the season, in early January, and then went up a week and a half ago and beat Lycoming up there in a great effort down the stretch by LVC to hold on to the lead and get the win.
And Steve, that has to give this Lebanon Valley College team a lot of confidence coming into this game. As much confidence you can have going against a Lycoming team that they just bring absolute terror at you as far as the pace of game that they want to play. And I think tonight, that's going to be a big key to this game. You would look at the scores of the two games they've had this year. LVC 81, Lycoming 71 in the first game of the year back on January 3rd. LVC 82, Lycoming 79 on February the 13th. And you'd say, man, that's a lot of points. Not in this game, no. It wouldn't be a lot of points because it's a Lycoming team that wants to get up and down the floor. They want to use their defense to really turn it on. And that's been the complaint from their head coach, Guy Rancourt, that this team has not gotten the stops defensively that they had been getting at the beginning of the year when they were ranked as high as number 6 until LVC knocked them off. So this is a team that is really staggering coming in down the stretch. It was a 4 of their last 5 games, blowing a 23-point lead over the weekend at Albright. And the question is, I know where LVC is mindset right now. They're confident coming in, and they have won 2 straight and have played 2 tight games, so they are ready for playoff basketball. My question is very simple. After the loss to Albright and losing 4 out of 5, especially in the fashion they lost that game on Saturday, what Lycoming team shows up here tonight? That's going to be a real key to determining who's going to advance out of this game to the championship game on Saturday.
All right, we will take time out. When we come back, I'll talk to Brad McAllister, the head coach of the LVC men's basketball team. Again, this is the MAC Commonwealth semifinals, Lycoming against Lebanon Valley College men's basketball. Back after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward and are renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $17,450 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate to determine your potential scholarship and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
The LVC Blue and White Club provides annual support for Dutchman Athletics. Through gifts to the Blue and White Club, alumni, parents, and friends of Lebanon Valley College play a role in the support and enhancement of the student-athlete experience. Show your Dutchman pride and contribute to the Blue and White Club. For more information, contact Lebanon Valley College about your support of the Blue and White Club.
Welcome back to Pregame Show. Steve Leedy along with Brad McAllister, head coach of the LVC men's basketball team. And here we are, coach, in the playoffs. Did you think coming into the weekend that you could possibly get the number 2 and play at home here?
Well, we knew that if we won and that Albright, which was at Albright, could beat Lycoming, we could. So we knew there was a chance, yeah, and it worked out well for us. Although at halftime I didn't think there was at their game because Lycoming was up big. But somehow Albright came back and won the game.
You play this Lycoming team that you've beaten twice this year. Talk about what made the matchup so good for you guys against Lycoming this year?
We've done a good job. We made shots. We've had a third guy score for us. Sam and Andy are always going to score. We need a third guy to make jump shots in the perimeter because they pack it in. They help out a lot. You throw a skip pass. They trap. You move the ball. You get wide open jump shots. We make them win the game. We did it here even more so. There we did it when we needed to. But that's the biggest thing, handling their pressure and their athletic ability.
Now, last year, your road ended up there at Lycoming, and you guys had to play on short turnaround. How much do you think the rest here will help you this year?
Yeah, we won't be able to use that as an excuse. Clearly, last year, we ran the gas in the second half. We were up by three, I think, in halftime, and we were playing pretty well, but our passes in the second half became short. Our just execution wasn't as quick, and we were gassed. Here, that shouldn't be an issue. We should be able to do, although it is warm in here. But we just got to play. We know what it's all about now, and it's a chance to move on.
Now, one of the old adages is it's hard to beat a team three times in a season. And as talented as these guys are, what's going to make this third time tough for you?
We got to make jump shots. And then make them make jump shots. They get to the rim very easily. So if we make jump shots and move the ball and do what we're capable of doing, low turnovers and don't give them possessions on transition. They score a lot of points. If you get them in half court sets, they struggle a little bit. That's the game plan. Whether we do it or not, we'll see. But I hope we do. We've done it twice, so I think we can do it again.
What do you think the key stat to the game would be?
Oh, getting to the foul line, making foul shots, and then also turnovers. Our turnovers on our side. If we limit turnovers, which you did there, we limit them fast break points. Those are the two things really helped us.
All right, and finally, Coach, is everybody healthy?
They are. Yes, they are.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Brad McAllister, head coach of the LVC men's basketball team. We'll be back with more after this here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery at LVC presents Sacred Image Text Ritual. Five major religions, Buddhism, Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, and Judaism, provide the focus of this exhibition exploring sacred art. This exhibition runs January 19th to March 18th and is open to the public. For days and times at the Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery, visit lvc.edu.
Learn from the best at the 30th Annual LVC Summer Music Camp, taking place July 8th through the 13th at Lebanon Valley College in Annville. It's a fun and exciting week of music exploration. There's a junior high resident and commuter camp and a senior high resident and commuter camp. Private lessons will also be available with LVC's music faculty. For more information, check out lvc.edu.
Welcome back to Sorrentino Gymnasium. Steve Leedy and Brian Kaiser here for this MAC Commonwealth semifinal game between Lebanon Valley College and Lycoming.
And we'd also like to welcome our viewers tonight on LVC TV. Glad you could all join us. It's going to be a big-time matchup between these two teams. We're going to have updates on the other games that are going on. We will not have, I'm sure, unless this game would go triple or quadruple overtime, a final score from the other men's game. That's because there's a women's game going on right now between Albright and Lycoming. Albright had a big lead early in that one. We'll update you on that as we go on. But because of that, the men's game that the winner of this team is going to play in the championship game, that isn't starting until at least 8 o'clock. So because of that, we will not have a final score on that tonight, but we'll keep you posted on that and also the other women's game throughout the night.
Teams are on the court, both of them at their respective foul lines right now, hyping each other up for this game. It's hot outside. We expect it to be pretty hot in here between these two teams, so we'll see a lot of up and down the court between these two teams.
We should. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And Coach McAllister talked about two very important things: turnovers, foul shots. Turnovers, the last two times these two teams have played, LVC's turned it over more times. 15-11 the first time they played, 19-14 the second time they played. But Lycoming really wasn't able to capitalize the way, and that's actually not too bad against this team. At the foul line, LVC outscored them the first time in the closer contest. It was dead even, but the Dutchman still found a way to win.
All right, we will take time out for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and tip-off. And it is LVC and Lycoming back after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
This is WMSS Middletown, the Super Sound.
The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
Show your Valley pride wherever you go with an LVC license plate. To be eligible for the Lebanon Valley College license plate, you must be a current student, parent, alumnus, or friend of LVC. And you must be the registered owner of the vehicle and have a PA driver's license. For more information on getting an LVC license plate, check out lvc.edu.
Did you know there are more than 16,000 LVC alumni living around the globe? Valley graduates call 35 foreign countries their home and have settled in 50 states, plus the District of Columbia here in the U.S. LVC alumni are encouraged to become part of the Career Connections Experience, an online mentoring program that provides students and recent graduates an opportunity to tap into the LVC Global Network for exploration, networking, and mentoring. For more information, call the alumni office at 867-6321.
Welcome back to Sorrentino Gymnasium. Steve Lee Brian Kaiser here with Lebanon Valley College getting set to take on the Lycoming Warriors, a rematch from a year ago in the semifinals, but the venue has turned this time around.
It has. Last year it was Lycoming 88, LVC 64 in this round. This year we're here at Sorrentino Gymnasium, and let's look at the starting lineups. First for the Lycoming College Warriors, 19-6, 10-6 in the conference under 10th year head coach Guy Rancourt. Starting for them tonight, a 6'1 junior out of Brooklyn, New York, Darius James, who averages 9.3 points per game, had 26 the last team time these times played. Second up is Ronald Jefferson. He's a 6'3 sophomore out of Brooklyn, New York, almost 8 points per game for him. It'll be Deontay Doughty, a 5'10 freshman out of Baltimore, Maryland, 7 points per game for him. Alex Newbold is a 6-foot senior out of Bowie, Maryland, averaging 11.4 points per game. He's second on the team. And he's second on the team to Chris Wallace, a 6'4 senior out of Randallstown, Maryland. He averages 14.3 points per game, and he also leads the team with 6.4 rebounds per contest. The opponent tonight is the Lebanon Valley College Flying Dustmen. The hosts are 16-9, 10-6 as well in the Mid-Penn Commonwealth under 24th year head coach Brad McAllister. Starting lineup tonight for the Dutchmen, 6'2 junior Chris Anderson. He's out of Havertown, Pennsylvania, averaging almost 6 points per game. Will Bocanfuso, he's a 6'1 senior out of Point Pleasant, New Jersey, averaging 5 points and 5 boards a game. Ricky Bug Jr. is a 6'2 senior out of Hummelstown, Pennsylvania, at 7 points per game. Andy Orr, a 6'7 senior out of Wernersville, Pennsylvania. He's got 19 points and almost 10 rebounds per contest, third and second in the conference in those categories, respectively. And the trigger man is Sam Light, the 6-foot senior out of Jonestown, Pennsylvania, is a 23-point-per-game scorer. He's 19th in the country in that category, and he's a guy who has been a thorn in the side of this Lycoming team in the past.
Teams getting their final instructions from their respective benches, and I will say one thing. Usually we're here, and I have long sleeves on. It was hot outside. It is much hotter in here than it usually is. It's probably 10 degrees warmer in here than it usually is.
And that honestly favors Lycoming, the deeper of the two teams. We'll see if that affects LVC's rotations tonight. They've been doing a better job this year being able to give Andy Orr and Sam Light breaks. The problem is in the playoffs, how much of a break can you afford to give your top two scorers? LVC's got to find that second or third option behind those two. Really, that third or fourth option then in that regard. They've got to find that other option. That's been key when they've been successful against the Warriors. When they don't find that, that's when they struggle.
First in the Matt Commonwealth Championship game up for grabs is Andy Orr. And Wallace will tip it up. It's won by Lycoming. Newbold going to the bucket right away. Up and good. 2-0 Lycoming.
Orr wins the tap. Swats it backwards like that. but Newbold is the guy who reacted before anybody else and gets the basket.
Anderson on the near wing for LVC. Sam White, top of the key. He is being guarded by Newbold at the top. Bounce pass to Bug, looking to float it in underneath to Orr. Almost goes out of bounds. Anderson does a good job of saving it. Gets it into Light with 8 on the shot clock. Screen to Confuso. Light pulls the trigger. 17-footer. Bullseye. Two-pointer for Light.
And all credit to Anderson that time for not just a great save, but also looking where he's throwing the ball in. Knew he had time to do so, had the poise to do so, and Light benefits from it and ties it.
James Wallace around to Jefferson on the left wing. Top of the key is Dowdy. Now over to Newbold. Down to Wallace in the corner. Back to Newbold on the wing. Newbold about 17 feet out, but he is going to draw a foul against Orr underneath.
Wow. And that is a touch foul inside against a guy that LVC cannot afford to have in foul trouble, Andy Orr. There didn't look like there was anything there.
Now that's less than 1 minute into the ballgame. There's a pass from James out to Newbold. Foul line jumper, no good, or the rebound. He'll hand it off to Sam Light. Light brings it down the right side into the front court. 18:50 to go, first half. We're tied at 2. Bogan Fuso, Bug corner, 3 on the way. Bullseye for Ricky Bug. It's 5-2 LVC.
When Ricky Bug gets going early, he really locks in both offensively and defensively.
James drives in, loses control. Now Bug's pass, he loses control of it, and it's picked up by Wallace. So a couple turnovers back and forth, and Wallace with it on the left wing, back out to Jefferson. Jefferson with a dribble, hands it off to Newbold, running around to the left side, back to Jefferson. Left wing, down towards the corner, now stops the dribble, cutting right down the lane and putting it up is Dowdy, no good. Rebound by Orr. Anderson crosses midcourt for LVC. Drops pass to Light, left wing. Screen from Bug, runs into a double team, over to Bokan Fuso, now back over to Bug. 3 again, he'll take it, this time off the front of the rim, rebound by Newbold. Newbold down the lane, gets through everybody, too strong though, rebound tip, and Bokan Fuso gets it to Light. Light one-on-one, now Bug flies in, and he is going to have his shot eliminated by Wallace off the backboard. Rebound by the Warriors. Here comes Newbold. Foul line. Tries to get it to Wallace, but it was a little low, and it's out of control, and LVC picks it off.
It's the pace that Lycoming wants, but just like we've seen over the last few games for them, ragged play on the offensive side, not really being able to convert things, and when they get in the half court, this team just really struggles.
Bug across to Anderson, right wing. Anderson will stop. Gives it to Bokan Fuso. Now Bug back to Anderson, right wing. He'll pull the trigger from downtown. That's too strong. Rebound is collected by Newbold. We'll give it up to Jefferson. Jefferson left wing. Goes down the lane. Puts it up and good.
He took a big hop at the very end. Wasn't called for a walk. But Orr has to be careful. Orr so far this season has been very effective on the inside. He picks up that early foul. He has to be careful. He's got 19 blocks in the last four games. Can't see him doing that tonight with the early foul.
Light contested three, no good. Orr gets the rebound, put back up and in the foul.
That great job by Orr. And Guy Rancourt, the head coach of Lycoming, is over here trying to get his players to think for a second. You got a guy right now in Orr who's in foul trouble. If you just do the fundamental things and box him out, put a body on him, he really has to be a little bit more careful about things. Can't go over the back. Instead, nobody boxes him out. No one gets a body on it or gets an easy offensive rebound and a three-point play.
And he makes the free throw. 8-4 LVC with the ball. Darius Dangerfield in the game for the first time for Lycoming. He'll have it on the left wing. Coming with the dribble. Dowdy. Now it is Wallace. Hands it off to Dangerfield. Down in the corner is James. James Light poked it away. It's free, and Bokan Fuso picks it up.
Darius James absolutely ate LVC alive last time they played. A career-high 26. Already Light all over him, one of the leaders in steals in the conference. Picks his pocket on that play.
Anderson to Bug in the left corner. Back out to Anderson. Will dribble into the elbow. Over to Bug in the corner. Now back to Bokan Fuso. Foul line. Kicks it over Anderson, open for three. He'll take it, no good. Rebound by Wallace.
The willingness of Anderson to take the three is important. Now he's just got to knock it down.
Dangerfield down to Dowdy. Wallace back out to James. To Wallace. Dangerfield, right wing. Dowdy in the right corner. Wallace, and he's going to travel with it. Tried to awkwardly turn his body. He wanted to pass it out to Dangerfield, but took an extra step in the process.
He had defense flashing his way. Originally, he was looking to drive that down the lane. When the defense flashed, he just tried to get rid of it. No room to do that on the inside. Lycoming, very sloppy, early going, turning the basketball over in the half court.
Got Tucker in the game for the first time for LVC. He'll have it on the left wing. Now it's passed to Bocampuso, back to Tucker. Tucker being left to dribble out in front court by Dangerfield. Bocampuso, top of the key. Bounce pass to Orr. Orr double team back to Tucker. He'll pull the trigger. It's good.
And that was the response I was expecting from Coach McAllister. When Anderson misses a couple threes, you got another point guard who's willing to shoot them too.
And there's a pass into the lane, and Newbold mishandles it. And it's going to be picked off by LVC. Here comes Sam Light. Down the lane, kicks it over the Bug in the corner for three. Bullseye again for Ricky Bug, his second three. And it is 14-4. Timeout taken by Lycoming.
And what a great start for LVC. And it's helped right now, Steve, by the fact that Lycoming's come out. They're not shooting cold. They're not getting shots. And they're not getting shots because they're coming out and they're not taking care of the basketball.
Turnover count.
LVC's already got four steals in this game, and that means you're not getting opportunities to put the ball up. Five turnovers in the early going for Lycoming in the first five-plus minutes. And the Dutchmen, while not starting off overly sharp, now have hit back-to-back threes with Tucker and with Bug. Bug already has a pair from outside the arc, and it's a great start, exactly the type of start that I think Coach Brad McAllister was looking for out of his team. They know coming in against Lycoming, Orr's going to probably get his, Light's going to eventually get his. If you can get other guys to put points on the board, it forces Lycoming out of their comfort zone. Tucker coming in and hitting a three was a big, big shot from the young freshman.
Tucker with a three, Bug with a pair of threes here early, and LVC with an early 10-point lead in this ballgame. But you know, no lead is
ever
safe in this game.
In this conference, no lead's ever safe.
Dangerfield brings it up the court for the Warriors. He'll go over to James. Now it's Newbold. Foul line jumper. That's short. Rebound by LVC. Bug gets the board. He'll hand it off to Sam Light. He'll bounce pass it over to Tucker. 14 and a half to play first half. 14-4. LVC with a 10-point lead here against Lycoming. Bug. Corner three again. He gets it again.
I told you, Steve, you get him going early, the confidence brims for Ricky Bug Jr.
Here's Dangerfield with a jumper, 10-footer, or just couldn't get there in time. It is good for Lycoming. 17-6. The lead is 11 for LVC.
Dangerfield had 14 points, his season high, the first time these two teams played.
Zach Tucker, front court, goes over to the right side. Now right corner is Ricky Bug. Back out to Tucker, over to Light. Light, skip pass across to Bug. He'll drive it down to the baseline. Baseline jumper in and out. Rebound is by Duckett. Here comes James down to the baseline. Back out Dangerfield. Fakes the three. Steps to the elbow. Almost traveled with it, but puts an off-balance shot up and in.
Good recovery from Dangerfield. Almost committing the sixth turnover of the game for Lycoming. Instead, he gets them back within nine.
17-8 the score. LVC with the basketball in the lead. Pass down to Bug in the right corner. Top of the key is Tucker. Fakes the shot. Back over to Bug. Bocampuso at the top. Over to Tucker, left wing. Got Tucker, one dribble. Bocampuso, three on the shot clock. Light has to dribble underneath. Tries the shot. Hits the iron. No good. Rebound is by Lycoming.
They were too patient that time. They had a couple looks late in the shot clock. Could have taken them.
Duckett with a three. Almost a wild three, you can say.
Speaking of patience, there was none,
none
there from T.J. Duckett, who his playing time, his minutes, he comes off the bench for this team, but his scoring has not improved.
Well, you see the rebound, and now Orr is going to get fouled as they got it to him in a low block, and James is going to reach in and commit the foul.
This is an officiating crew already, though, Steve, except for the touch foul against Orr at the other end. They've already established they're going to let these boys play a little bit.
Yeah.
Not that we've seen a lot that would you know, just automatically say, hey, there should be a lot of fouls that have been called so far, but that's only foul number two in a game where both these teams use the foul line as a major weapon.
Caleb Barwin in the game for the first time for LVC. Here's Sam Light, Ricky Bug, Tucker, top of the key. He'll take the three. That rattles in and out. Rebound goes into the corner. Newbold picks it up. Dangerfield will bring it in from the wing. Gets underneath, almost traveled with it. Back out and gets to Chandler, who will pass it back to Jefferson. Now it's Newbold on the right side. Right corner is Chandler. He'll take a three with Orr right in his face. No good. Rebound by Tucker.
It's a bad shot, too, because you got a guy on the season in Chandler shooting 19% from three, comes in the game, touches the ball for the first time, and immediately jacks a three. He's not in the rhythm yet. Not a good shot.
Ricky Bug, top of the key. Tucker, right wing. Caleb Barwin, right corner for three. Bullseye.
That's the difference, because Caleb Barwin is a three-point specialist. 53 of his 56 shots this year have been three-point attempts. He drains that one.
20-8, LVC by 12. Biggest lead here early. There's Dangerfield. He almost put a shot up and had to throw it into nowhere, but Lycoming holds possession for now as it gets back out to Newbold with 8 on the shot clock. Newbold approaches the top of the key, off the screen, tries the three, no good. Rebound, Sam Light for LVC.
And what Coach McAllister said in our interview with him before the game, get these guys to play in the half court. They struggle, and they have done so far. Shots that are not in rhythm.
Barwin for three, again, no good. Rebound tipped up by Bug, and it's going to be out of bounds as Bug on the second bat knocked it out.
It's the right call, too, even though there were three blue jerseys around. Ricky Bug was more active than any of them and got to the ball a second time, just couldn't maintain its possession inside the boundary.
20-8, LVC with the lead. Here comes Darius Dangerfield down the left side into the front court. Dangerfield off the screen from Chandler, tries the three-point shot. It is up and good. Dangerfield with 7 off the bench. It's 20-11 LVC.
Right. You're going to have to start giving Dangerfield some respect. I mean, he steps right behind the screen and is able to take advantage of Tucker playing underneath the screen instead of fighting over top.
Light, Barwin over on the left wing. Comes over to Bug. Now it's Tucker in the corner. Back out to Bug. Another deep three. This one's off the back of the iron. Rebound is going to be by Chandler. Here comes Lycoming. Dangerfield brings it down to the wing. Now he'll attack inside. Puts a high floater up. No good. Rebound. Sam Light comes in and gets it before it goes out of bounds or into the hands of Lycoming.
Boy, that's a great play by Light, too, because he saw that Eberhardt was out of position. Barwin was off balance, and he had to come in and steal that rebound before Lycoming could get it.
Sam Light dribbles his way down the baseline, kicks it over to Tucker. Now in Eberhardt, puts it up and good with the one-handed half hook for Eberhardt. His first points of the game is 22-11 LVC.
And that's a nice job getting position on the Wallace on the inside. Tucker, after the cross-court pass from Light, had the opening to dump the ball down quickly and did so.
Dowdy in the corner. Back out to Duckett. Around Jefferson, Chandler will try a three again. That's off the mark. Rebound by Bug.
Let him shoot all night out there. And they have, I mean, that's the book on this team. Let Chandler shoot outside and take a 6-6 frame away from underneath the basket.
Sam Light drives in from the left wing. No good. Rebound. Eberhardt puts it back up and in, and the foul.
And Steve, already tonight, we're seeing a more intense and a more physical Andrew Eberhardt on the inside than we've seen maybe in a couple of weeks of play. He has come in, and he is making a difference on the inside to the point where he's outscoring Andy Orr right now in just a minute or two in replacing on the floor, and it allows Orr to stay and keep rested in a game where it's as warm as it is on the inside, and LVC continues to be warm shooting the basketball.
Eberhardt makes the free throw. 25-11 LVC. Lycoming with the basketball. It's Jennings. Comes across to Jefferson. Looking back in for Jennings. Mid-block left side. Spins around into the paint. Half hook shot up and good for Ramadan Jennings.
He is going to be one heck of a player if he keeps developing. Ramadan Jennings is an explosive offensive force. I actually look for him to start really looking to get his game going alone.
Eberhardt in the paint, turns around at the elbow, contested shot. Not a good one, no good. No. Rebound by Duckett.
Had a wide open Barwin to dump the ball. It was early in the shot clock, no need.
That was a bad pass. Jefferson driving inside, tried to kick it back to Duckett, but it's way behind him and out of bounds. It'll be LVC ball. Another turnover for Lycoma.
Number six. And LVC, one turnover so far, and the pace of this game, as far as an LVC Lycoma game, is at a crawl right now, which favors the Dutchman.
Sam Light dribbling on the left side of the front court. Screen from Barwin. Goes back over to Barwin with the pass. Now it's Tucker. Top of the key. Back over to Barwin. Top. Goes left. Down to the mid block. Comes back out to Tucker. Across Colin Moore. Steps inside the arc. 17-foot jumper. No good. Rebound is by Jennings. He'll give it up to Jefferson. Here comes Lyko. Jefferson. Elbow. Jumper. Good. And he's going to draw the foul on Sam Light.
Yeah, Light trying to reach around and poke the ball out. That works effectively if he's looking to dribble. Didn't recognize right away that Jefferson was elevating for the shot, and when he did so, reached up, hit the back of his arm on the way up, and the call is made against Light, his first.
25-15, Andy Orr comes back in. Good minutes again by Eberhardt off the bench.
That's what you need. You need a good 3-4 minutes out of him just to make sure that Orr gets that break. He works so hard on the inside, and there's so much focus on him in the low block that he needs that break, first and second half, to really be effective down the stretch.
Free throw by Jefferson is good, so he converts the three-point play. 25-16, LVC by six. Under eight to play here in the first half.
By nine.
My bad math skills, maybe. Sam Light, top of the key. Over to Barwin. He'll try the three. That is on the money.
Barwin, Steve, has now made, going back three games, he's made seven of his last 13 from three-point range.
There's a pass. It's going to be a travel as Jefferson took too many steps before getting it to Jennings over in the corner. So it's going to be LVC ball, another Lycoming turnover.
Guy Rancourt, the head coach of Lycoming, said after the LVC Lycoming game up in Lycoming that his team stopped playing defense. So far, the turnovers they almost always create, not there tonight.
Barwin way deep on the three attempt. No good. Rebound, and Tucker's going to be called out of position going for the rebound, which was grabbed by Newbold.
Right call. And a poor shot from Barwin. But that's Barwin feeling his oats because of hitting a few in a row. We saw Ricky Bug do the same thing at one point. And every once in a while when that happens, you need to at least get a little bit of calm in them. And usually that missed shot and a couple of stern words from the coach from the sideline are enough to make them recognize, hey, that's not the shot we need right now, as Bug and Bocanfuso return in place of Barwin. And Light will get his first breather of the first half.
7:08 to go. First half, 28-16. LVC up by a dozen. Here's Darius Dangerfield bringing it down over to Dowdy. Now back to Dangerfield. Now it's Jennings coming in from the right wing through the paint. Reverse layup up and good.
Now Colin Moore's over there playing possum with him, not recognizing Ramadan Jennings. He wants to bring the ball to the hoop, take it to the paint. When he comes out and over-pursues that play, it leaves him open.
Tucker, foul line, jumper off the window. It is good, and you can see Lycoming trying to press there. And LVC recognizes it, and Tucker hits the jumper.
And the freshman hits another key shot, playing very effectively here in the first half of a playoff game.
30-18, back to a 12-point lead for LVC. Dangerfield down into the corner. That is Wallace. Bounce pass Jennings. Orr blocks the shot, and it is going to be out of bounds off of Jennings. Orr tipped it, but right down onto Jennings, and he was stepping out of bounds.
Wonder if he'll get a block for that, if they actually saw that or not at the stat table. If they do, Andy Orr, who's averaging almost 5 blocks a game over his last 4, gets his first one of the day. Great job of help defense on the driver, Ramadan Jennings.
Zach Tucker into the front court. Over to Colin Moore. Bocanfuso left corner. Back out to Moore. Over to Tucker right side. Moore corner. Back to Tucker. And it was tipped by James, but out of bounds with 12 on the shot clock.
Moore's trying to get Tucker to come to him, but I've got to side with the freshman that time. That was a lax pass from Moore that didn't have much on it, forcing it to get it back.
10 on the shot clock with Tucker. Over to Moore. Now it's Orr. Bug on the right corner. Tucker top of the key. Three on the shot clock. Over to Moore. He's got to shoot it. Does not do so in time. Shot clock violation.
The game plan is to be very patient. Take the air out of the ball in the offensive half. The problem is if you take the air completely out of the basketball, at some point somebody has to shoot it. You had three different guys with opportunities to do something with the ball. Everyone trying to make the extra pass, which is admirable, but in that situation, somebody's got to take control.
Turnover gives Lycoming the basketball. How many is that for LVC now? Two or three?
That's
just two.
Should be two. Yep.
Not bad at this point in the first half. 5:40 to go.
I think any coach in this conference would take that.
Yeah. Newbold driving in from the left wing. Up and good. Alex Newbold with four. It's 30 to 20. And we have a stoppage.
And the first time that they're actually able to press heavily in this game right now. And they are going definitely out to a 2-1-2 zone press.
Anderson across the timeline. Comes back out to Bug. Now back to Anderson. Anderson dribbling. Top of the key. Moore. Left side. Bocanfuso top. Back over to Moore. Nine on the shot clock. One dribble. Bug in the corner. Now it's Orr inside, and he had it stripped away, and it knocked out of bounds with four on the shot clock.
That should have been a foul. Duckett grabbed the hold of the wrist, but it was shielded off by the referee that was down the baseline. Light comes back in for Moore. This is a good place for him, too. He can create his own shot. They can't get it to Orr.
Anderson floats it into Orr. It's poked, though, from behind and stolen away by Newbold. Going to the bucket, lays it up and in.
That's a mistake on the pass. Just trying to force the ball to Orr. They got to do something more than just stand there and try to lob the ball in. Somebody's got to set screens, move things around.
Now we've got a foul away from the ball here. That's against Darius James, the second.
And that's a big deal in this game because that's foul trouble. In a game like this, he's trying to chase Sam White and grab the hold of him on the way by.
LVC leads by eight here with 4:50 to go in the first half. 30-22. Bug, top of the key, over to Anderson. Left side, left wing. Bocanfuso, top of the key. Bug, right wing. He'll drive to the elbow. Now Anderson looking underneath. Nobody is on Will Bocanfuso, and he's got an easy layup underneath.
Oh, and a mistake in the backcourt, too. Chris Wallace steps over the sideline as he's inbounding it. And that's sort of where the focus during this skid that Lycoming has been on, that's sort of how their focus has been. Just lax possessions, lax opportunities, and LVC with an inbound.
Down to Bug. Or elbow, right side. Across the paint, comes back out to Ricky Bug. Bug will slash down the paint. Sends it over to the Light on the left side. Light, left corner, drives baseline, gets two guys up in the air, forces it up, and good.
He wanted the and one as he sliced between Duckett and I think it was Newbold down to the low block. What a great shooting opportunity there for Sam Light to show his stuff on the baseline.
34-22, back to a 12-point lead for LVC. Here's a jumper at the foul line for Wallace. That's no good. Light the rebound.
Yeah, Light's been getting in there and cleaning off the boards tonight, too. He's not doing his normal scoring the way he usually does in bunches because they're getting a lot of help from other players.
Sam Light, foul line affected. No good. It's way short. Somebody got a hand on it, and here comes Newbold.
Jefferson got the block.
Now a loose ball on the floor, and Lycoming turns it over again, and we're going to have a foul as Newbold rolling around on the floor is going to be called for the foul. Only the team's fifth foul.
Steve, if I told you at this point in the game that LVC would have 7 points combined out of Andy Orr and Sam Light, how many behind would you expect LVC to be? And instead it's a 12-point lead.
Yeah, at least some, you would think.
It shows you that Bug, Barwin, Tucker, Eberhardt, all players right now in this game for LVC who have more points than the two leading scorers and two of the three leading scorers in the conference.
Here's Barwin open for three again. No good, though. Orr tips the rebound but can't control it. Falls into the hands of Newbold, who will give it up to Jefferson. 3:20 to go in the half. Here's Jefferson. Top of the key now. Newbold slicing down the lane. Puts it to Wallace, who is open on the back door. Up and good. First points of the game for Wallace. 34-24. LVC's lead is 10.
Extra pass made, and now LVC has Light hawked by Jefferson wherever he goes, no matter where he is on the floor.
Barwin on the right wing. Right corner is Ricky Bug. Works off the screen from Barwin. Now it's Anderson, and we've got a foul away from the ball, and it's going against the Flying Dutch.
Boy, and that's a second straight, that's a second bad call on Orr's man, because Newbold undercut him down low, and Orr, trying to maintain his balance, gets called for the foul. That's because Newbold got caught in a switch down low on Orr, and the official mistook that switch and the position to be that Orr pushed off, and he did not.
2:45 to go in the first half. 34-24. Here's a three from Duckett. That's too strong. Rebound, Barwin tips it, and Anderson collects it for LVC.
That's nice work from Barwin, because he did not have position, and now Eberhardt in the game for Orr for LVC.
Stanball in the corner. Now Stanball left wing. Eberhardt back out to Stanball. Fakes the shot. Comes over to Barwin. Top of the key, Anderson. Anderson down to Stanball. Three-pointer from the corner. That's no good. Rebound is by Newbold. He'll fire it up court. Dowdy had trouble fielding it. Now it's loose along the sideline. Finally picked up by LVC. Anderson gets it up court to Barwin. Barwin hands it off to Stanball. He'll give it to Anderson.
Stanball pump fake from about 30. And the hook was coming if he would have released.
Anderson, Barwin, now Sam Light with it. 12 on the shot clock. Light dribbles, spins, elbow, jumper, and rattles around. No good. Rebound. Eberhardt finally gets it. Now we'll dribble it once, trying to muscle it up. Now comes back out to Barwin, and he is going to be fouled out there by T.J. Duckett.
Yeah, Duckett got beat on the pump fake, and he reached out knowing that he wasn't probably going to have a shooting opportunity for Barwin. What they probably don't know about Barwin is here's a guy who's taken as many shots as he has from three this season. He's taken three from two-point range. By the way, he's 3 for 3 on those. And he's taken 5 from the foul line, where he's 1 for 5. He fits the perfect definition of a three-point specialist.
15 feet, way too close.
It is.
Anderson, Barwin around the stand ball with 1:30 to play in the half. And LVC leading by 10. Sam White, top of the key. Spins around, now goes to Anderson, drives baseline left side, and his pass is going to be picked off. Here comes Devin Taylor down court, and that is Dowdy going to the bucket, and he will get bumped on the way. And he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Honestly, a good foul from Luke Stanball. You force him to make it from the line because it was a leak out on a fast break after the pass from Anderson. Had no way of seeing Taylor on the backside sneaking back to try to pick off that pass and reading it very well. The sophomore out of Cinnaminson, New Jersey, Devin Taylor, getting that turnover for Lycoming.
It'll be Tay Dowdy at the line. Shoot two. First one on the way. It is good. 71% on the season. Dowdy's first point of the game here tonight. Half, 34-25. Second shot from Dowdy is good, so make it 34-26. The lead is just 8 for LVC here with 1:18 to go in the half.
Coming up at halftime, we'll take a look at all of the other games that are going on. We'll have updated scores from the two women's games that are going on, and also look ahead and preview the other men's game that's going on starting at 8 o'clock.
Stanball, Barwin, Stanball, 1 minute to go in the half. 10 on the shot clock here for LVC. Here's Tucker, right wing, goes into the lane, puts it up awkwardly, no good. Rebound by Lycoming. Dangerfield almost had it stripped, keeps possession. Goes down left side, now at the elbow, over to Dowdy in the wing for three. It is good, and all of a sudden, it is a five-point game, 34-29.
This happening with Orr on the bench for that second foul. LVC would be wise right now, again, as they've done all half, to try to take the air out of the ball, but I think they need a bucket here.
Tucker with a pass to Stanball, almost got away from him. He had to run it down. Sam Light with it on the left wing. Light, 10 on the shot clock, goes over to the baseline, forces one up. That's no good. Rebound is going to be by Dowdy, and he'll get body checked by Stanball.
That's honest. Again, another good foul from Stanball. because that was a potential 2-on-1 opportunity the other end. And then you have Sam Light doing a pump fake, getting his man in the air, getting contact, and there was nothing called whatsoever on that play. That's a call that Light almost always gets to go his way. He doesn't get that one tonight. Neither team in the bonus. They will be if anyone fouls from here on out.
Confuso comes in for defensive purposes. Inbounds pass goes to Dangerfield. Takes it over to the left side. 10 seconds and a half. Dangerfield to the right. Comes back out. Nice read of the pass by Light. He steals it away. And he'll take it to the bucket. Up and good. But they're going to say no shot. But they get a foul on Dangerfield.
Foul on Dangerfield. Here's the interesting thing.
Yeah, they waved off the shot and they're giving him two. The official put up two.
It's 1-1.
Okay, it's 1-1. Yeah. They couldn't do that.
They were too lazy to put two hands up. They just tried to do it in one hand.
And the front end is no good by Light. Rebound by Light. Coming, he'll fire it down the other end of the court. No good. So we have reached halftime. Our score at the break here, it is LVC 34, Lycoming 29. Stay tuned for the halftime show coming up after this here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
LVC will hold its Health and Biomedical Science Summer Camps June 24th to 29th and July 22nd through the 27th. The camp fee covers room and board, laboratory supplies, lecture supplies, evening activities, guest speakers, camp t-shirt, and more. It's open to high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors. For more information, check out lvc.edu. Post Acute Medical is a specialty rehabilitation and acute hospital with over 100 locations across the country, including Wilkes-Barre Scranton. They're a proud supporter of Lebanon Valley College Athletics. That's Post Acute Medical. Good luck, Flying Dutchman. A day at the Valley is set for Friday, April the 6th. LVC welcomes students who are ready to further explore the LVC campus. Students will attend classes in the morning while parents hear presentations about financial aid, the admission process, and student life. After lunch in the dining hall, campus tours with current students will be available. For more information, it's lvc.edu.
Lebanon Valley College rewards high school achievement with their presidential scholarships. Scholarships are known for being generous and straightforward and are renewable for 4 years if you continue to earn strong grades at LVC. High school seniors can earn guaranteed presidential scholarships worth up to $17,450 this academic year if you are ranked in the top 30% of your class. Visit www.lvc.edu/calculate to determine your potential scholarship and find out about other LVC scholarships and financial aid.
Welcome back to Sorrentino Gymnasium here on the campus of Lebanon Valley College. MAC Commonwealth Conference semifinals here in men's basketball tonight. LVC leading Lycoming by a score of 34 to 29. And it's been the guys that you wouldn't expect for LVC that have propelled them to this lead, but Lycoming is close enough.
They're lurking right now. Yeah. And your concern is if you're LVC in the first half. In the first half of play, they were able to commit only a total of 5 turnovers. They were able to execute the game plan and take the air out of the ball and really limit the number of possessions that Lycoming had and not allow them to get out on the fast break very often. They were able to get those other guys that they need to score in order to really be a successful team as opposed to just having Lighten or lead them. And with all that being said, they're only up by 5 at halftime. It has to be at least encouraging for Lycoming. Come on the road, sort of shake off the doldrums of what happened to them on Saturday, and now get back in this basketball game. And they're encouraged at this point, I think, more than anything else. Looking at fast break points in that first half, though, Steve. Listed as 0. None for either team. Points off of turnovers, LVC has more. Second chance points, LVC with 6 of them, none for Lycoming. I mean, LVC winning all the categories you want to win right now. but they're only up 5 on the scoreboard. And here's the other concern if you're LVC. What else have they lived and died on here in the first half? And that's the three. 6 of 16, 38% overall. So it's about what they shoot on the season. You look at LVC shooting threes on the year, they're a 36% three-point shooting team on the season. So they're not far off of where they are normally, and you would expect them maybe a tick up anyways at home. But are those shots, as this game goes on and the pressure intensifies and the legs and the arms get a little bit more tired, are those same shots going to fall in the second half? And also, they're going to fall for the people who've been taking them so far. We have yet to see that. We're going to find that out. But right now, LVC followed the game plan, I think, very well. The only thing they haven't been able to do is something they have very seldom had any problem doing. And that is, they have not had any difficulty in the past getting Andy Orr opportunities to shoot the basketball on the inside. And this game picked up a quick foul and then a late one, which I completely disagreed with. He shot the ball one time from the field. That was on an offensive rebound opportunity that he put back up and in and then made the three-point play. That's his only 3 points in the first half. They have to find ways to create offense on the inside because that's just going to open up the outside and make the outside shots easier in the second half. That second foul complicated matters. The fact that Eberhardt played as well as he did in the first half in replacing Orr allowed Coach McAllister the confidence to bring him in and ride out the rest of the second half. And now hopefully, for LVC's sake, they can ride Orr the rest of the way here in the second half. Andy Orr so far this season has not fouled out of a single game. In fact, there's only been 4 times all season he's had as many as 4 fouls.
Andy Orr, a major factor in the first 2 meetings between these two teams. First time, it was 15 points, 12 rebounds. Second time was 31 points and 10 rebounds. So a double-double each time for Andy Orr. And right now, his stat line is, he only has 3 points and 3 rebounds.
And a block and an assist. And he does a little bit of everything. But he's not as involved in the offensive side of the ball as what he normally is. I mean, that 31-point, 10-rebound performance backed up by all of the different numbers he put up against Messiah, from points, rebounds, blocks, everything that he did, got him Conference Player of the Week this past week. And right now, he's just not involved. It's a testament to how well everybody else is playing that when your big guy isn't able to get involved in the game because it's so much attention being given to him that everyone else has stepped up and allowed them to get this lead. Let's take a look at the scores around the conference quickly. Let's go on the women's side. There's one game in the books already. Albright, the number 2 seed in the women's side, is through to the championship game, as expected, a 56-45 win over Lycoming. They were ahead in that game 19-2 and coasted to a victory behind Devin Horka's 18 points. Becca Painter had 12 points for Lycoming in the loss. Messiah, right now, looks like they're going to be the team that will host the championship game because they're already at halftime up on Stevenson, 29-14. They have gone inside with the two towers of Leah Springer with 12 and Alicia Rohr with 11 points. No one for Stevenson has more than 4 points in the second half. We're seeing them maybe a little leg weary, and also the intimidation factor of a very young team trying to go up to Messiah and beat a team that just is absolutely loaded to the gills. And that's what we've seen so far in that first half. So, as expected, 1-2 on the women's side, and you would also expect, regardless of the outcome on Saturday, on the women's side, both those teams are going to make the NCAA tournament. Different story here in the MAC Commonwealth, but at one point, Steve, I was thinking this is a one-bid league. I think there's a team who now gets in based on everything that I'm seeing going in with the regional rankings. Albright's the number 3 team in the Mid-Atlantic regional rankings behind York and Christopher Newport. Even if one of those teams doesn't win their conference title and Albright doesn't win theirs, which they still very well could, and this is a moot point at that point. But I think Albright is going to be at the table, talked about frequently how they do the system. The 8 teams that are on the top line of each regional ranking who are not automatically in get talked about. One team gets in, then they start the process again by adding that team from the region that just got into the tournament. They move the next team up, and they talk about those eight teams again and compare them. Albright's going to be at the table a long time if they don't get in. They have some impressive stuff. And I think also importantly, happened today, LVC joined the regional rankings at number eight. What does it mean for LVC? Not enough. Nine losses does not get you in that large in the tournament this year. Just like Lycoming falling apart at the end of the year, that doesn't get them into the tournament either as an at-large. What it does for Albright, though, is it solidifies their resume even further, gives them another win, although a loss against a ranked opponent in the regional rankings, and that won't go away no matter what happens here or on Saturday. So for Albright, I think there's a really good chance. I'm expecting them to get an at-large. If they don't win the conference championship, they obviously have two games to try to do that and make it a moot point where they don't have to sweat things out. Anybody else, it's for sure.
Yeah, oh yeah.
There's no at-large coming from anybody else. But Albright's resume with a win over Franklin and Marshall this season, also non-conference, is a strong one, and one with only five losses coming into this week is one that most likely will be attractive enough for an at-large.
And Lycoming is not in the regional rankings.
They are not. And LVC actually passed them. LVC has the strongest strength of schedule in the entire Mid-Atlantic this year, which shows exactly what they did, jacking up the schedule. They've got Hamilton on the schedule, who they lost to, a team that out of the Northeast is the number one team in the entire Northeast with three losses on the season. F&M, they went to double overtime with them. F&M's in the regional rankings. You've got Albright in the regional rankings. So LVC has played a very strong schedule, non-conference as well. Gwynn and Mercy, I believe if I look, they're probably still hanging around somewhere in the Atlantic regional rankings. So they played a tough schedule, but you have to take care of the other stuff. If you're a six-loss LVC team with that strength of schedule, you might have a shot. Yeah. With nine losses, you don't get in, especially the couple of the games they lost to.
Well, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll run over the first half statistics, and we'll start the second half of play. Again, we are at halftime. MAC Commonwealth semifinal. It is LVC 34, Lycoming 29. Back after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The LVC Blue and White Club provides annual support for Dutchman Athletics. Through gifts to the Blue and White Club, alumni, parents, and friends of Lebanon Valley College play a role in the support and enhancement of the student-athlete experience. Show your Dutchman pride and contribute to the Blue and White Club. For more information, contact Lebanon Valley College about your support of the Blue and White Club. The Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery at LVC presents Sacred Image Text Ritual. Five major religions, Buddhism, Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, and Judaism, provide the focus of this exhibition exploring sacred art. This exhibition runs January 19th to March 18th and is open to the public. For days and times at the Suzanne H. Arnold Art Gallery, visit lvc.edu.
Learn from the best at the 30th Annual LVC Summer Music Camp, taking place July 8th through the 13th at Lebanon Valley College in Annville. It's a fun and exciting week of music exploration. There's a junior high resident and commuter camp and a senior high resident and commuter camp. Private lessons will also be available with LVC's music faculty. For more information, check out lvc.edu.
Welcome back to Sorrentino Gymnasium. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser. Here at halftime, where LVC leads Lycoming 34-29. Winner of this game will advance in the MAC Commonwealth Championship game on Saturday against Arcadia or Albright.
And that game getting set to start shortly at Albright again. That was slated to start around 8 o'clock. They're going to start that one around that time, and we will not have a final score before we leave tonight, regardless of who wins this game. So you'll have to keep it tuned to wherever you find your scoring information on that. If LVC wins, you can find out when the championship game is on GoDutchman.com. And also check out their esports results from the past week or so. Let's take a look at our benchmarks of the first half, brought to you by Benchmark Construction. LVC leading 34-29 at the half. Here's how they're doing it statistically. Ricky Bug is the leading scorer for LVC. 9 points all outside the arc. or Bug in the first half. 6 points off the bench for Caleb Barwin. His also were from the three-point line. 5 points for Zach Tucker off the bench. 5 points for Andrew Eberhardt off the bench. 4 points for Sam Light. 3 for Andy Orr. 2 for Will Bocanfuso. For LVC, 15 rebounds in the first half. And most importantly, I think more than anything else, 5 turnovers total in the first half against the number 21 team in the nation in turnover margin and number 15 in the country in steals, Lycoming. LVC shooting 39% from the floor, 38% from 3, just 2 for 3 from the line. For Lycoming in the first half, they're led off the bench by Darius Dangerfield, 7 points. Alex Newbold has 6 points and a game-high 9 rebounds. Nobody else for either team has more than 3 in that category. It's 5 points each for Ronald Jefferson and Tate Dowdy. It's 4 points for Ramadan Jennings off the bench, and Chris Wallace has 2 points in half number 1. 11 Lycoming turnovers in the first half of play, and only 4 assists on their 12 baskets. LVC, on the other hand, 9 assists on their 13 baskets. Lycoming shooting 50% from the floor, but just 2 for 7 from 3, 29% overall. They're perfect 3 for 3 from the line in the first half. One other key stat. Lycoming in the first half, this is a team that when they miss shots, they usually go and get them and have second chance opportunities. 0. That's 0 offensive rebounds in the first half of play for the Lycoming Warriors. That's a number that cannot happen in the second half if they're going to come back and win. Those were your benchmark of the first half, brought to you by Benchmark Construction.
Now the score was 34-22 LVC with about 2 minutes left in the half, but a 7-0 run for Lycoming. They're keeping things real here as we start the second half. LVC will have the basketball. It's going to be Sam Light on the right wing. Anderson down in the corner. Skip pass all the way across. Ricky Bug will fire up the three. That's short. Rebound. Bug gets a hand on it, and it goes out of bounds. And the official on the end line didn't know who it went out off of. And they're going to say it's LVC ball.
I think they missed that one because I thought Bug was the guy who reached over and got that one and tipped it last.
I think you are correct. Inbounds pass, a floater, gets the Bug somehow through Jefferson. Bug top of the key. Goes down the left side, comes back out to Anderson. Now it's Light. Elbow, jumper, no good. Rebound, Orr has position inside, and he's going to be fouled by Wallace.
Yeah, Chris Wallace listed at 6'4", giving up 3 inches, and that's part of the reason that Andy Orr has traditionally had success inside against Lycoming and why they're helping out so much down low on him.
Bounce pass goes to Sam Light. He'll pull the trigger from downtown. No good. Rebound comes free, and it's going to be Lycoming who comes away with it. It's Jefferson. Jefferson down the right side, in from the wing. Now dribbles back out, and he'll set things up in the front court. Passes over to James. James passes to Wallace, top of the key. Back to Jefferson. Now back out. Dowdy, and we've got a foul called against Lycoming.
That's Wallace.
Yeah, Wallace.
Hooking on the inside, trying to get position. And 2 straight times, I'm sure. Coach McAllister on the LVC side, seeing the whistle around Andy Orr, worried about his big man picking up his third. Instead, it's Wallace with 2 quick ones here to start off the second half.
Anderson looking low block for Orr. Gets it there. Has to come back out to Anderson. Bug going down the lane. Floats one up too strong. Orr comes in, gets the rebound, forces it back up and in.
Oh, great strength on the inside. And his ability just to find room in tight spaces.
Driving inside is Jefferson. That shot is blocked. It's going to be run down by Lycoming. It's going to go out of bounds off of Orr. Good job by Newbold to put it in. Put it back in off of Orr, and we've got a wet spot down here on the floor.
Student section beware on that far side on that one, as Newbold throwing it down hard off the foot of Orr and directly into the group of students who are over there taking in today's festivities.
Sorrentino Gymnasium about halfway full, I'd say. A lot of latecomers. About 15 minutes before the game, there's hardly anybody here.
Rain is a deterrent sometimes, and when it's off and on, you have to wonder whether or not you're going to walk from your dorm in the rain to a to an event.
That's true. Here goes Wallace. Spin move to the bucket. Gets Orr off of out of position and banks it off the glass from good.
Good recognition there from Orr with the fouls. Doesn't want to pick up a third one. Put his hand up. Really was out of position and could not challenge.
Logan Puso, Bug, left corner, three. Bullseye for Ricky Bug, his fourth three in the game. It is 39-31, LBC.
They're going to keep him open. He's going to keep shooting. Ricky Bug finding his range from outside.
Top of the key is Newbold. Now it's Wallace. Passes over to Dowdy. Fakes the drive. He's back out. Here's a jumper from Newbold. That's good from the elbow. Newbold with eight. It is 39-33.
He's a guy you can't allow to have that shot. Very accurate mid-range jumper from Alex Newbold.
And we see by six, here is Anderson trying to hand it off to Light, but it got caught up in the traffic, stolen away. Here comes Jefferson. Jefferson against Light. Finger roll too short. Rebound grabbed by Bocanfuso. A blown opportunity there for the Warriors.
Yeah, great opportunity, and finally a chance to leak out on a fast break, and they couldn't accomplish it.
Anderson, left wing, drives down to the low block, comes back around to the wing, gives it to Orr. Back out top of the key is Bug. Now it's Anderson. Now it's Light top of the key. Light over to Anderson. He'll take the three. No good. Rebound underneath by Newbold. He's in double digits rebound-wise for Lycoming. Now in the corner is James. Back to Jefferson. Back to James in the right corner. Now it's Dowdy right wing. Lost to Newbold on the left side. Threads it underneath to Dowdy. It's almost like he wasn't expecting it, and it goes out of bounds.
He wasn't, and he was open, and he didn't realize that Anderson had trailed him and really was in very poor defensive position to do anything. Lost his concentration. It looked to the inside, but another Lycoming turnover.
Now the key, Ricky Bug for LVC, who lead by six here with 16 and a half to play. Second half, four. Back to Anderson, to Bug, Light on the right side. Light will drive into the elbow, back out to Bug over in the corner. Anderson, he'll try the three. That's too strong. Rebound again by Newbold.
Now, he's just not hitting from the outside, and I'm expecting to see Tucker shortly as a result of that.
There's Bocanfuso, almost gets the steal, but Newbold able to keep it. Now it's loose along the baseline. It's going to go out of bounds off of Wallace. It'll be LVC ball.
And just as I say, Anderson, though, makes a great defensive play to help out on the baseline and get that ball knocked out off of Lycoming. But because he's not hitting the shots from the outside, Tucker, who's done a very good job of not turning the ball over just like Anderson, he comes in the game to try to give them a little bit more accuracy from outside the arc.
Sam Light on the right wing. 16 minutes to play here. 39-33 LVC leads Lycoming men's basketball. That Commonwealth semifinal. There's a pass floater inside to Bug. Gets it off the glass and good in the foul.
And that is a sneaky pass from two guys who have great chemistry. Two guys who have known each other growing up and then both end up coming here to LVC. Bug immediately and Sam Light after transferring after his first year down at Millersville. But Ricky Bug, Sam Light have a great chemistry between each other. The no-look pass to the inside. Bug has position. Looked like there was nothing there. And now Ricky Bug continues to extend his great night.
Well, another three-pointer. It's the traditional fashion for Bug.
By the way, his four threes tonight, most he's made in any single game all season long.
42-33, LVC by nine. Here's Dangerfield. Right wing, right corner. Here's Wallace. He'll dribble into the paint, forces it up. No good. Rebound or tips it to himself.
And no rebounding help inside because everyone else outside the arc, Wallace driving to the inside. Nobody there for Lycoming.
Light drives in from the right side, puts it up and in.
Showed the ball. Shot blocker went to it, and he brought it back the other way.
44-33. Here is Tay Dowdy. Fadeaway jumper rattles in, out, and in. And a timeout taken. We'll step out as well. 15:04 left to play in the second half. It is LVC 44, Lycoming 35. Back after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
The Vernon and Doris Bishop Library serves as the academic center for Lebanon Valley College. Containing over 215,000 books, CDs, DVDs, and microfilm, the library also features an online library catalog, wireless access to the campus network, study rooms, and more. The library, with certain restrictions, may be used by all LVC alumni and anyone residing in a 170 zip code. Their hours during the regular fall semester are Monday through Thursday, 7:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to midnight. More information at lvc.edu.
This is WMSS Middletown, the Super Sound.
All right. Welcome back, Sorrentino Gymnasium. You lead to Brian Kaiser with 15:04 left to go in the second half, 44-35. LVC leads Lycoming by 9, looking for a date in the MAC Commonwealth Championship game on Saturday.
And right now they're just underway, about 2 minutes in at Albright. It's 5-0 Albright leading Arcadia. We'll keep you updated as long as we can on that game.
Fan light down the left side, spins around. Now we'll put a fadeaway jumper up, rattles in and out, rebound by Dangerfield. Dangerfield will bring it up, and Sam Light is going to be called for a reach-in foul as he's trying to bring it up the floor.
And that's Sam recognizing, and he's getting reminded by his head coach, hey, that's two fouls on you. The last time they played, Light fouled out. In fact, three LVC players fouled out the last time these two teams played, and the bench actually hit some big buckets down the stretch, Tucker and Barwin especially, to allow LVC to win that game at Lycoming, 82-79.
Lyco with the basketball. Newbold with the James into Wallace. Puts it up and under Orr. Tip attempt by Newbold. No good. Orr gets the rebound on the second time.
That may have been the first offensive rebound credited to Lycoming, and a missed opportunity for Newbold, who's been everywhere on the glass for the Warriors.
Light down the right side. Holding on the wing. Comes back out to Orr, who's in the front court. He'll hand it off to Bocanfuso at the top. Now pass goes through Sam Light's hands and out of bounds.
Uncharacteristic. Those are the sort of plays that if you're going to commit a turnover, at least it doesn't lead to points the other direction, but it's an unforced one. It's one where the pressure that Lycoming usually provides on you defensively isn't there, and because you took your concentration away, you're giving them an opportunity at the other end, but at least you can set up the half-court defense.
Duckett and Jefferson back in for Lyco. Here's Dangerfield. Goes top of the key, James. Over to Jefferson, drives in from the left wing, puts it up, no good, a little out of control, and the rebound's going to go out of bounds off of Lycoming.
Oh, and Guy Rancourt is absolutely furious because he felt Jefferson got fouled by Orr. I'm not going to disagree with him. I thought Orr brought the hand down, got a piece of the arm, but in a way that makes up for the two before that were in the first half, and Rancourt is absolutely furious right now. It is an animated conversation he's having with the official here on the near side.
Didn't get teed up.
He didn't get teed up.
LVC fans won it, but
I want to tell you right now, he blows the gasket again, he's going to.
Yeah. Tucker across midcourt for LVC, gives it to Light, back and down on the left wing. Comes over to the top of the key now with the dribble over to Tucker, right wing, three-pointer, bullseye for Zach Tucker, second three of the game, he's got eight. LVC back up by double digits.
Such calm, poise, just a freshman, going to be a good one in the years to come.
James comes down to Wallace in the right corner. Now it's James, foul line down the lane, gets it over to Duckett in the corner for three, that's off the mark. Bocanfuso the rebound on the backside, here comes Tucker. For LVC, up by 12 here with 13:20 to play in the second half.
Yeah, Duckett's a guy who, as a freshman, averaged over 10 points a game. He started some of the games that year, but this year just hasn't been able to get it going.
Sam Light, top of the key. Over to Tucker, open again. He'll take it again. Too strong, bounces high off the glass, or high off the rim. No good. Bug gets the rebound, put back up and in, and Ricky Bug continues to have a great night here for LVC. It's 49-35.
He's
an injury.
He's on fire, and we've got an injury for Lycoming. Somebody getting hit in the back of the head. Is that Ramadan Jennings, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, it's
no, it's not Jennings.
Stuck it.
You're right. Thought I saw two, and instead it was a zero at the end. Looks like Duckett's going to be okay, and they're going to take him out. Yes, they are going to take him out. Lycoming needs somebody to inbound the basketball at the other end of the floor. Tell you what, Ricky Bug, you know, he's a guy that we've seen at times, infrequently, but we've seen at times, Ricky Bug can score in bunches. Earlier this season, a career-high 23 against Stevenson in a game. Averages 7 points a game. He's already got 10 more than that tonight.
Coming with the ball, here is Dowdy for three. No good. Rebound underneath is James, and we're going to have a foul underneath. Should be Barwin undercutting him.
And look at the difference, Steve, in Darius James the last time these two teams played. 26 points tonight. Has not taken a shot from the field. And obviously has not scored.
Yeah. Last pass goes to James. Now it's Dangerfield. Takes a shot, working against Tucker. Comes back out top of the key. Jefferson. Step back. Tries the long two. It is good. And Barwin's called for the foul. Chance for the three-point play here for Ronald Jefferson.
Barwin not recognizing the quick jab step of Jefferson. Sort of panicked a little bit when he saw it. Tried to get in the face, but was out of position to do so and lunged at him on the box out.
So Jefferson, 60% free throw shooter. Already 1-for-1 here tonight. Shot on the way. It is good. 49-38 LVC by 11 with 12.5 to play. Here's Tucker to Sam Light. Right on the right side. Screen from Barwin. Gives it back to Barwin. Now back to Orr near center circle. Tucker left wing. Little dribble. Gives it to Barwin. Back to Tucker. Floats one in for Orr. Low block left side. Spins into the paint. Goes over to Barwin for three. Bullseye for Caleb Barwin. That's his third three in the game. That's 52-38. Back up by 14.
And credit Andy Orr for very unselfish play. He could be forcing his offensive game, but he is not.
Down he drives inside, loses it, but knocked out of bounds by LVC.
Back to that last play, Steve, where Andy Orr is on the inside. He wants to make a move, but he sees that he's double-teamed. He has a wide-open jump shooter opposite and makes the correct pass, picks up the assist on the three-pointer from Barwin, who continues to be hot.
Dangerfield looking to get it inbounds, in trouble. Now gets it to Dowdy in the right corner. Drives into the lane, too strong though, off the glass. Rebound, Orr fights for it and comes down awkwardly and takes steps and is going to be called for a travel.
Nothing he could do. He did not have great position. James had a piece of the ball on the other side, and as a result, Orr just couldn't catch it clean, couldn't keep his pivot foot down, and the travel, it's going to look like a turnover, but again, it really doesn't mean much in the grand scheme of things. They weren't getting that back otherwise. LVC calls time.
Timeout. LVC will take one as well. 11:49 left to play in the second half. It's LVC 52, Lycoming 38. Back after this on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Show your Valley pride wherever you go with an LVC license plate. To be eligible for the Lebanon Valley College license plate, you must be a current student, parent, alumnus, or friend of LVC. And you must be the registered owner of the vehicle and have a PA driver's license. For more information on getting an LVC license plate, check out lvc.edu.
Welcome back to Sorrentino Gymnasium. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser, Christian Steinbacher keeping us on the air back at WMSS Studios here this evening. And LVC up, matching their biggest lead of the game at 14. They were up 25-11 in the first half, and now they've been up by 14 here twice in the second.
In the other men's game, it's now 16-5. Albright, they're 8 minutes gone by out in Reading. Looking very much how that game's starting. That the championship game, regardless of who wins here, is going to be played out in Reading on Saturday. But there's still lots of time left in that game, just like there is still lots of time in this one. We do know that the women's game, barring a miraculous turnaround from Stevenson in the fourth quarter, is going to be Messiah hosting Albright on Saturday. That's a 48-30 lead for Messiah with about 40 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
11:49 to go in the second half here. 52-38. LVC leads by 14. It is going to be like homing basketball underneath the LVC bucket.
They had to reset the shot clock because the ball had changed hands.
Dowdy through the traffic, puts it up, spins off the rim, and good.
But very slow getting their press going, and allows an easy inbound for LVC.
Bug to Tucker. Crosses the midcourt strike. Comes over to the left side with a dribble. Now spins back around to the right. We'll get it to Sam Light. He's being harassed by Dowdy. Picks up a screen going to the left. Now down in the corner. Tucker Barwin thought about it. He dribbles to the top. Six on the shot clock. Here's Bug driving inside. Somebody got their hands on it. Bug tries the shot. No good. Rebound goes long. Barwin comes in, tries to get it, but it's Jefferson who comes away with it. He'll bring it up the floor, and he is going to be called for the charge.
That's a great job by Zach Tucker, too, because he's coming back. He's trying to bait Jefferson into thinking he's going to go over and cut off the pass on the opposite side where he had a man. Then sets shop up right outside the protected area where he can still take that charge, and Jefferson barrels right into him.
11:08 to go. 52-40. One-point lead for LVC. It's going to be Ricky Bug getting it inbounds. Does so to Andy Orr. He'll give it up to Tucker. Tucker lost to Colin Moore. Now it's Barwin in the corner. Double teamed and a bad pass is picked off by Newbold. Here comes James. James down the left side of the lane. Forces it up. No good. Rebound put back attempt by Newbold. That's no good. And the rebound mishandled. And I thought it was out on James, but they're going to give it to Lycoming.
It definitely was touched by Bug, but it seemed like James was the guy who was closest to it as it got toward the sideline. Lycoming rewarded for their aggression on the offensive glass, something we haven't been able to see much this game.
You get into Wallace. He'll come out of the foul line. Jumper from there is good. Wallace with six, and is down to a 10-point game, 52-42.
And Sam White not in the game right now for LVC. Colin Moore in for him right now, giving him a break.
Tucker may have got away with a little push there. Gets it back to Bug. Now it's Colin Moore on the right wing. Bug, top of the key. Barwin, Tucker. Back to Barwin. He'll take the three. No good. Rebound is by Newbold. He must be at about 13 or 14 now. Top of the key is James. He'll pull the trigger from about 12 out. No good. Rebound, Barwin.
Take the air out of the ball. Smart move. Force Lycoming to force the issue when they come down the floor, but LVC continues to be very deliberate on the offensive end.
Colin Moore, Zach Tucker, good pass across to Bug. We're going to float one in to Orr. It's tipped, and it is going to be run down in the corner by Wallace. Here comes Wallace, and he just bowls right over Ricky Bug, and is going to be called for the foul.
That wasn't even close to being a block. Wallace, a head full of steam, picks up his third on the charge.
Football season is only 6 months away. The weather feels like it out there today, but
it depends what you're calling football. So, to me, this isn't football weather either. I prefer my football in the freezing temperatures. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Or at least cooler temperatures.
The start of football season is warm like it is today.
It is.
80 degrees in February.
Feels like baseball season is what it feels like.
There is Barwin. Will pass out to Tucker. Good job of running it down. Skip pass all the way across. Safe and going out of bounds. Now back for Moore. Looking a little ragged here. Here's Bug driving in baseline. Barwin corner thought about taking it. Kicks it back out to Moore. He'll step under. Tries the 15-foot jumper. It is good.
That's important because that was a very poor possession. It was looking like for LVC. They kept making the pass. Finally found something open, and Colin Moore steps up and makes the shot.
It was a ragged possession that ended in points.
An effective one at the end of the day.
Taylor, Jefferson. Jefferson comes down. It's Wallace, corner, three, no good. Rebound by Ricky Bug.
And that's a shot where my team is down. I score for my team. I need to make something happen. That's completely out of rhythm for Lycoming there for Wallace.
Wallace 0 for 5 now on the year from the three-point line. Here's Bug on the left wing. Comes back out to Moore. Tucker, right wing. 8.5 to play, 54-42. LVC leads by 12. Here's Tucker, fakes the shot. Barwin will take a deep three, and he will get barreled into on the follow-through. A bad foul by Devin Taylor, and Caleb Barwin goes to the line to shoot three.
He's 1 for 5 on the season from the line. So he has no idea how to shoot from 15 feet. None. But he's going to do it anyways, and if he makes one, it still extends the lead.
So in one play, he's going to have more than half the number of attempts that he had all year at the free throw line.
I mean, you can just see what he's doing. He's pump faking and starting to take a dribble. He's like, no, I don't belong in there. That's not where I play.
Now he's being frozen because of some moisture on the floor down here at our end of the floor here, which is where Lycoming is shooting here in the second half.
That's a humid night here inside Sorrentino Gymnasium, so you're seeing a little bit more of that, too. Because of the lead, they're going to try to give Orr a breather here, too, Steve, as Light comes back in the game. Sam White is fired up right now over on the scorer's table as Barwin hits the first one. Sam White in this game, 6 points. Andy Orr, 5 points. And LVC leads big.
Second shot is good after Barwin made the first one. So his free throw percentage is going up.
I couldn't understand how somebody who's such a great outside shooter won for 5 from the line.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
Okay, there you go. There's the shank.
Short arm the last one.
56-42. Back to a 14-point lead for LVC here with 8:19 to go. Here's Duckett looking in for Jefferson. Low block into the paint. Puts it up and good.
Too easy on the inside. And a quick bucket for Lycoming allows him to set up the press.
10 for Jefferson. 12-point lead for LVC, though. Will Tucker across midcourt as they break it easily. Zach Tucker working against James. Gets it over to Sam Light on the right wing. Light looking. Goes to Tucker, top of the key. It's knocked away from him. Here comes Taylor to the bucket. Lays it up and in for Lycoming. First points of the game for Devin Taylor, 56-46. Lead cut to 10.
And no movement from LVC offensively. Eberhardt posting up on the inside. The guards didn't move a lick. And Light got caught trying to force a pass to Tucker.
Light screen from Eberhardt. Comes back out. Barwin, he'll drive to the elbow. Shot no good. Rebound backside by Taylor.
His first miss all season from two-point range.
Wow. Jefferson going to the bucket. The finger roll up and good. And a timeout taken by LVC.
And that will quickly get Ricky Bug back in the game for LVC. And I would not be surprised to see Andy Orr come back in the game quickly also. All depends what Coach McAllister and his staff think right now about Orr, whether or not he can go the distance with that short of a break. But with Lycoming making a little bit of a run here, I don't think there's any time but the present to get him back in the game. There's time for rest between Wednesday night and Saturday morning if you hold this lead.
7:15 on the clock here. LVC leads by 8, 56-48. The lead was as much as 14, which they've had, by my count, 4 separate times in this ballgame. But it's a 6-0 run from Lycoming here, and they are within arm's reach.
Yeah, the last time Lycoming led in this game, it was 2-0.
2-0, yep.
It has been all LVC since that time.
Now it's pass goes to Eberhardt. They'll come back to Tucker. Tucker will break the pressure with the dribble into the front court. Spins around, gives it off to Sam Light.
Very passive pressure man-to-man in this game for Lycoming.
There's Light driving to the bucket. Too short with a layup. Rebound by Newbold. He'll bring it down himself. Newbold brings it down, stops, goes to James. His shot is going to be block, but a foul will be called.
Surprised they have not gone back with Orr, but they got what they wanted at the other end, and now Andy Orr has gotten enough rest. He is going to come back in after this first foul shot. But at the other end, Sam White had an open layup and just came and short-armed it just a little bit.
There's James. First free throw is no good. Hard bounce off the back of the iron and straight up.
71% foul shooter. We'll have a second one here as Eberhardt comes out place of Orr. That's just because at this stage in the game, you got to go with your horses. And Andy Orr has got to be in the game right now for LVC.
Second shot is no good by James. Rebound tipped, and it's going to be out of bounds off of LVC.
The box outs were good, but nobody went to get the rebound. Tucker got a hand on it, was able to just tip the ball over to Orr, but Orr couldn't get two hands on it. When you rebound, you want to try to get two hands on the basketball, and LVC couldn't do that because of the boxing.
Now this pass gets to Taylor, and we've got a foul on LVC.
Non-shooting against Bug. It'll be the team's fifth, so it's an inbounds once again for Lycoming.
6:46 to go in the second half. 56-48. The bounce pass is a bad one. Sam Light picks it off. He'll take it to the other end, and Newbold blocks it from behind. Light is wiped out. He's still not up, and he's going to hobble down to the other end of the court
here.
Twisted
his ankle.
Yeah. He's got to run it off, though. He tries to get Jefferson. Now a bad pass out of bounds. It'll be LVC ball, and we'll see how bad Light is hobbling.
He ain't coming out. That's one thing I'll tell you for sure. He's not coming out here. The one thing he's not doing, he's not helping in the backcourt, bringing the ball up the floor. They're trusting, as they have all game, the freshman Tucker to do so, and he has done a wonderful job back there.
Mickey Bug top of the key with 6:15 to play. There's a lazy pass, and it's knocked out of bounds by Jefferson.
Well, and we've seen more and more of that, Steve, as this game has gone on. Fatigue does crazy things sometimes to the thought and the thought-making process of a team.
Bounce pass gets to Tucker. Tucker, left wing. Goes down towards the corner. Now skip pass all the way across to Ricky Bug. Bug to the elbow. Will force it up and good.
And that is the game that Ricky Bug has when he's allowed to create. And in this game, he has done so, slashing to the basket when he's not draining threes.
58-48 lead back to 10 for the Flying Dutchman. Here's James Newbold. Top of the key is Taylor around to Jefferson on the left wing. Jefferson dribbles foul line. Will take a fadeaway jumper from there. No good. Rebound, Bocanfuso.
And it's a jumper from Jefferson as the leading scorer in this game for Lycoming tonight, where he's been knocking it down of late. But it was not a good look in the context of the offense. It was early. It was contested.
Sam Mike gets a screen from Bug. Gives it back to Bug. He'll drive baseline left side. No good. Rebound by James. He'll bring it down for Lycoming. Gets around Light. Going down through the traffic, throws it up, no good. Bocanfuso tips it. It's saved almost from going out of bounds by Andy Orr. It'll be a Lycoming ball.
Still a 10-point lead. And do you feel safe yet, Steve?
No.
No way. Even though this Lycoming team blew a 23-point lead on Saturday, they still always have the opportunity with their defense, if they can turn up the heat, to score quickly and score in bunches. You never feel safe against this team until the final whistle.
Jefferson spins down the lane. Orr blocks the shot almost straight down to the ground, and Bug picks it up.
Annihilated that one off the height of it. Jefferson didn't see him coming. The second block of the game for Andy Orr.
There's Sam Light dribbling. Left wing comes back out towards the top of the key. Still with the dribble. Left wing. He'll put a funky-looking shot up. No good. Rebound by Wallace.
Not needed right now, though, for Sam.
No.
Work the ball, take the air out of the ball. It's been working all game long. Keep the way that has been successful.
Dowdy, Wallace, James, Newbold. Newbold foul line, and he is going to be fouled by Bocanfuso.
16 foul last before the 1-1 start for both teams, as each team now has 6 fouls. Bocanfuso just beaten to the spot by the quick dribble of Newbold, but nothing hurt with the inbound coming up.
So with 4:27 left in this game, I think we've had one bonus foul.
Yes.
A 1-1 late in the first half.
With 3 seconds left, and Light missed it.
Yeah. There's James. He'll put it off the glass good and get the foul. Chance for the three-point play here and trying to cut it to a 7-point LVC lead.
And a slight letdown defensively in intensity by LVC off the inbounds allows James to get the easy inbound play, attack the rim right away. And that's his game. You have to recognize it.
James, another free throw miss. He is 0 for 3 or the rebound. So they don't get the point and don't get the setup. But there's a bad pass from Light trying to hit Orr at center circle. It's stolen away. Here's Dangerfield into the front court. Now we see down by 8 with the basketball. Here is Dowdy. Top of the key to James. James looking to take Light. Now comes over to Dowdy. He'll take a long 2-point shot. Good defense by Bug. It was affected. Bocanfuso the rebound. And the rebound, it's going to go out of bounds off of Sam Light. Trying to dribble away.
And all of a sudden, LVC starting to turn the basketball over a little bit more often. Still have only turned the ball over 13 times compared to 18 for Lycoming in the game. But this is the time that the Warriors need to turn up the heat if they're going to keep their season alive. Let's take a look at the, as we have a timeout on the floor, scores of other games. Messiah, they're through.
Yeah.
65-35. We sort of had a feeling that was coming. 23 from Leah Springer. She has a double-double with 12 rebounds. Alicia Rohr, 19-11 tonight as Messiah absolutely dominating on the inside against Stevenson. They got 2 minutes left to go on that one. It's Messiah Albright on the women's side coming up on Saturday for the championship. 65-35, Messiah leads us because Albright won against Lycoming on women's play 56-45 earlier tonight. In the second game of the doubleheader out at Albright, their men defensively, apparently it is a tired Arcadia team. Through 17 minutes of play, they have scored 10 points. It's 25-10 Albright with 3 minutes to go in the first half in a game that must be absolutely dreadful to watch right now.
Lycoming out of the timeout. Jefferson top of the key over to Dowdy. He'll take the two-point jumper. It is good.
Important shot there. It gets us down to a two-possession game, and they turn up the heat again.
Tucker in the backcourt with 3:38 to go. They'll break the timeline. Double team. Now almost lost it. Picks it up. Passes it over to Bug. Now it's Barwin on the left wing. 15 on the shot clock. Barwin. Bounce pass. Four. High block on the left. Comes back out. Barwin. Now it is Tucker. Tucker with 6. He'll drive down the lane. Puts it up. It's might have been blocked.
It was blocked by Jefferson. Got a piece of him on the way up.
And here comes Lycoming the other way. James threads it through to Wallace. Back out to Jefferson. Dowdy now will be called with a foul up top against Sam Light.
Boy, that was a walk.
Yeah, I'd say it should have been a walk.
It was a walk, and they got Sam Light for a hand check after the steps were taken past him. One thing I will say about this crew, they've been consistent with that sort of thing, and they have not called walks that we have seen both ways tonight on either team very often.
The first shot from Tay Dowdy is good. Second one on the way, that one is also good. So all of a sudden here, it's 58-54. And now this game is real here with 3:04 left to play. Here comes Bug, and he lost it. Newbold comes back out. Jefferson for 3, bullseye, and it is a 1-point ball game.
And, Steve, here's your problem now if you're LBC. The momentum's the other way in a 1-point game. And the one thing that we didn't think we'd have to worry about at all, now you've got to worry about a little bit. And that is your two key players who you usually count on to do all your scoring. And they're not scoring tonight. So who do you look to now? Do you look to Ricky Bug, who has a game-high 19 points in this game? Do you look to Caleb Barwin, who has 11, Zach Tucker, who has 8? Or do you go back to the guys that you would normally expect? Sam Light, who only has 6 points tonight, and by the way, is 3 for 14 from the field right now. Or do you go to Andy Orr, who has 5 points and is perfect from the field because they can't get him looks in the offensive set? He's 2 for 2 from the field and 1 for 1 from the line. The two of them have not gotten an opportunity to take shots in this game. They're out of rhythm in that regard. And when Light has had chances, they've been contested. And he has not been sharp after his 30-point game against Messiah on Saturday. Who do you go to here? Whatever it is, this is a big trip down the floor because you don't want to give up the lead.
15-2 is the run for Lycoming here.
And it's turnovers, and a lot of them unforced from LVC, where they're losing their concentration, thinking about making the next play before they have possession of the basketball.
LVC, Anderson, Orr, Tucker, Light, and Barwin out there. They'll get it into Sam Light. He's double-teamed. He goes over to Anderson, looking for a place to pass. Now he'll dribble up along the sideline. Gets it back across to Light into the front court. 20 on the shot clock. 2:40 on the game clock. LVC by a point. Here's Light. He'll force up the jumper. It is good.
It's nice that he has no conscience whatsoever as a shooter. Now 4 for 15 from the floor and a big-time needed bucket for the Dutchman.
And Mike Comey has the basketball for the first time since the first minute of the game with a chance to tie it if they make a three. There's a shot no good by Wallace. Rebound by LVC.
Their leading scorer in the season, but that's not a good look for him. He stopped and popped out on the outside, a 15-footer where he did not have his feet underneath him to take the jumper.
There's Light with the basketball in the front court on the left. He'll approach the wing with 13 on the shot clock, foul line, and he draws a foul.
No shot. It'll be a one-and-one opportunity. There's no question right now with LBC, whether decided on the sideline or not, what they're going to do, and that is they're putting the ball in the hands of number one, letting him create, and the guy who is on the season 89% from the line to try to do things from there.
So one and one here. He missed his only free throw tonight, but as the law of averages would expect, he makes that one. Gets the second shot here.
He is number two in the conference, number 12 in the nation in foul shooting percentage coming into this game. And makes another quick pair. LVC by five, a two-possession game.
Just under 2 minutes to play. Here come the Warriors. It's James. Now it's Wallace, top of the key. Over to Jefferson. Jefferson on the wing, comes back out. Doughty, Newbold, Wallace in the right corner. Out top of the key to Jefferson. Jefferson trying to work his way down the lane. Kind of lost it. Now it's a bad pass. Doughty couldn't hold on to it, or either he had it and lost it, but LVC's got it.
Here's Light got a piece of it, but Tucker turned it over.
Yep, Tucker couldn't save it from going out of bounds.
All game long, Zach Tucker has done a fantastic job of bringing the ball up the floor. That is just his second turnover of the game in 26 minutes as a freshman in his first conference semifinal action.
Timeout on the floor. We'll just stay here with 1:29 left to play in the second half. 62-57. LVC leads Lycoming. Again, at stake here is a berth in the MAC Commonwealth Championship game on Saturday. If Albright wins, it'll be there. If not, it'll be at the location of whoever wins here.
And Arcadia
still hasn't shown up.
They want to go anywhere other than Albright right now. It's 27-12 at halftime.
Oh, geez.
The field goal percentage in the first half for Arcadia, 18%. Yeah. Let's focus back on this one, where LVC led tonight by Ricky Bugs, 19. 11 points off the bench for Caleb Barwin, and Sam White is the third player to get into double digits with 10 for Lycoming. It's been Jefferson with 15, Doughty with 13, Newbold is next with 8 points and a ridiculous 16 rebounds, but it's Lycoming's inability in the half-court sets to consistently get buckets that has been the thing that has dogged them all night.
So Lycoming trails 5-5. They've got the basketball in the backcourt. No pressure here from LVC as it'll come in to Jefferson. No cross midcourt. Jefferson bounces it to Wallace at the elbow on the right. And we're going to have a foul.
Yeah, it's a foul on Anderson, the last one and one, as he's, I'm going to guess, holding Duckett because there wasn't much there. But a foul call nonetheless, and Duckett, who's 84% on the season, will get a chance to go to the line.
Has not scored in this game as T.J. Duckett.
And that's why you don't mind this as much, because Duckett is a guy who normally is a streak shooter. So maybe doesn't have the range right now.
Front end is no good.
There you go. As somebody who hasn't been shooting well all night, first chance to the line, can't get the kinks out.
That's Light in the backcourt. He is double-teamed, passes it off to Anderson. He'll break the timeline. Down to the wing on the left. Kicks it over to Barwin. Now it is Light. He'll bring it back out. 1 minute to play. LVC by five.
Clearing out for Sam Light.
Light will take the three. Off the rim, no good, but he is going to be fouled on the follow-through by Jefferson.
Jefferson hammered him or tapped him. Both look the same when Sam White gets hit at all on a jump shot.
So three shots at the line here for 89% free throw shooter Sam White.
Steve, you will not find a better guy at selling a foul than Sam White. I mean, he looks right now like he was absolutely pounded, maybe with a club. And maybe the fact that he misses the first shot shows that there was a little bit more to it than I was thinking.
First shot is no good. We'll get two more.
Grimacing and holding his back just a touch.
Second shot is good.
Chance to make this a three-possession game. And with a foul-shooting team as good as LVC, this is a dangerous lead if he makes this one. Lycoming will have to come down and quickly hoist something.
Second shot is good. Uses a lot of the rim, but goes through. 64-57. 7-point lead. Here's Lycoming. It's James to Jefferson. Top of the key. They set up a screen for Jefferson. Comes back out to Wallace. Back to Dowdy. Over to Jefferson. He'll take the 17-footer. It is good.
Big shot and a quick 30-second timeout from Lycoming as Jefferson's excellent game continues. His season high was against Hood earlier this year with 20. He's got 17 tonight. I mean, he's been hot, actually, from the field. Jefferson, four of his last five games coming into this one, he's had double-digit games. Does that again here, as he's the guy who they're trying to ride down the stretch. So this becomes a fouling game unless Lycoming, with their pressure, can force a turnover. I don't think they can win this game fouling. So I think right here, they're going to make that one last-ditch effort to try to force a turnover in the backcourt and see if they can get a quick basket to make this a one-possession game. But I don't think, as good as LVC is at the line, the top foul-shooting team in the conference at 75.7% from the line on the season, I don't think they can win it that way.
Defensive pressure will be at 11 here with 38 seconds to go, and LVC up by 5. Inbounds pass gets to Orr. He'll dribble away a little bit. Trying to get it, got popped out of his hand, stolen away. Here's Newbold to the bucket. It's good.
There you go. And there's James with the steal. Great job by him reaching in on Orr, who was unsuspecting on the play.
Anderson can't find a way to get it inbounds. Does so finally to Tucker. He is double teamed, and a foul going to be called on Dowdy.
Yeah, and that's definitely a call. Dowdy doesn't like it, but Tucker did a great job of allowing Dowdy to get into him with the body and then dribbled, tried to go past him when Dowdy didn't have the position.
Tucker at the line. And
last one and one, too, Steve.
Yeah. This is a similar situation. He had a couple of big free throws late in that game up there last week in Williamsport.
He did. A 77% foul shooter. We've seen him cool as a cucumber all season long. The 5'11 freshman of Sykesville, Maryland, will try with this first one to make this a two-possession game.
Front end of the one and one on the way. It is no good. Rebound. Tucker got his hands on it, but he knocks it out of bounds. And Lycoming has the ball here with 27 seconds left. No shot clock, but they are down by three.
And Tucker has to refocus now on the defensive side of the ball. That's what LVC has done all game long. They played great defense.
Here comes Jefferson. He'll take it to the wing. Down the key is James. He dribbled it off of his foot, but it goes over to Wallace. It's going to be Dowdy. Now Wallace. Back to Jefferson. Looks like they're going to settle
they're
maybe for a
one.
Three. Yeah. Oh, here's Jefferson. A deep three. It is good. Jefferson hits the three from about 24 feet out with 9 seconds left on the clock, and we are tied at 64.
Steve, LVC got caught in a switch on the outside. Jefferson against Orr, and Orr did not react, did not go out, did not close out on Jefferson, allowed him the jump shot, and when he does that, it's a wide open look for Jefferson, who has tied his season high with 20 with his 14th three of the season. Or check that, 15th three of the season. He's a 42% three-point shooter on the year, 2 for 2 from there tonight, and he's tied this basketball game for the first time since it was
2-2. Yep.
And if this thing goes to overtime, all of the momentum is on the Warriors' side because they feel like they have done an unbelievable job of saving themselves from defeat.
Yeah, it's just the opposite of what happened to them at Albright.
Exactly. And right now, you have a dejected bunch over there on the LVC side who have to recognize here, you better bring the ball up the floor and not turn the ball over. Lycoming can only do so much on the pressure because a foul puts LVC at the line for two shots. But you got to bring the ball up the floor, and there's one shot. That's all you're going to get here. And you know who it's going to be. Can number one find a way in this magical career he's had at LVC to score one more time here in this game and win the game for LVC?
9 seconds left, 64-64 LVC will inbound the basketball underneath their own bucket. They got to go the length of the floor here.
And they still have to remember, they've got two timeouts left, so if they're having trouble getting it inbounds, they can call another one.
Here we go, Anderson looking to get it in. Does so. Sam Light has it. 8-7 across midcourt. Down the right side. He'll pull up. Forces it up. Off the side of the backboard. No good. Or puts it back up. No good. Tips it back up. No good again. And we are going to overtime.
There is no question that the officials on that play had decided they're letting the players on the floor determine the game. Tons of contact both ways underneath. But I got to agree, you can't make a call in that situation unless you see a grab, a pull, something like that. We're going to overtime and playing five more here at Sorrentino Gymnasium.
So we'll take timeout. Our score after regulation, it is LVC and Lycoming tied at 64. 5 minutes of basketball when we come back here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
Did you know there are more than 16,000 LVC alumni living around the globe? Valley graduates call 35 foreign countries their home and have settled in 50 states, plus the District of Columbia here in the U.S. LVC alumni are encouraged to become part of the Career Connections Experience, an online mentoring program that provides students and recent graduates an opportunity to tap into the LVC Global Network for exploration, networking, and mentoring. For more information, call the alumni office at 867-6321.
Welcome back to Sorrentino Gymnasium. We are about to start overtime here with LVC and Lycoming men's basketball here in the MAC Commonwealth Conference semifinals.
It was a 14-point lead at one point for LVC. 56-42 was the last time they had that. Lycoming closes on a 22-8 run, including a three by Ronald Jefferson with 9 seconds left to tie it.
Opening tap here in overtime is won by LVC. Ward gets it back to Anderson. He crosses into the front court. Spinning around. Now he will dump it out to nobody. It's going to be Doughty bringing it down, going to the bucket. Ugly shot, no good. Rebound, though, by James, and his shot is blocked, but going to be fouled on the underside by Tucker.
Steve, I'm surprised right now. I know that they're worried about handling the basketball, but the game that Ricky Bug has had, I'm surprised he's not on the floor to start this overtime. And that's a pass from Anderson we've seen a little bit too often over the upcoming weeks. And that is the move I think that Coach McAllister is making right now. Bug for Anderson. I think you have to make this move. Bug is an offensive threat, and you need that now as Lycoming now takes their first lead since 2-0.
Yep. James makes the first. It's his first make at the free throw line. He's now 1-for-4. We got one more here trying to give him a 2-point lead. It's on the way, and it's good. James with his first two makes at the line. It's 66-64. Lycoming. Here comes Tucker down the left side into the front court. Pressure from the backside, but he gets it back to Bug. Now it's Light in the front court on the right. Light approaches the wing. Steps into the paint. Puts it up. No good. Draws the contact and gets to the line.
He finally got a call because he really has not gotten many of them all game. You could even say that on that last play, even though nobody's calling that foul, he got hit on the way up on the shot with about 3-4 seconds left to go in regulation. He finally gets a call, taking the ball to the basket.
First shot from Light is no good.
Very uncharacteristic performance from the line from Light, 4-of-7.
Second shot is good. 66-65. The lead is one for Lycoming with 4:20 left to play here in overtime. James, center circle, top of the key. Over to Jefferson. Jefferson switches directions. Comes over to Newbold. Now it's Dowdy at the top, working against Light. Back to James. Now it's Wallace in the paint, forces one up, no good. Rebound by James, the putback up and good.
And James absolutely cleared Orr out, and no call underneath as Orr gets shoved backwards, and that's why James was wide open for the offensive stick back.
Lycoming by three here with 3:45 to play. Light cross-court pass, Barwin. Top of the key is Tucker. Back Tucker to the elbow, back to Barwin on the wing. Over to Bug. He'll drive in from the right wing, puts it up, and good.
He creates offense, Steve. That's the way he does it. And because of all the attention on Orr on the inside collapsing on him, that allows Ricky Bug, the slasher, to get in there. 21 now for Bug.
58-67 Lycoming over into the corner. Dowdy thought about it, but as he pull it back, gives it to James, top of the key. James stops, pops, foul line, got it. Darius James now getting into the game here for Lycoming. It's 70-67 Lycoming. 3 minutes on the clock here in overtime. Tucker to Bug. Down to Barwin in the left corner. One dribble out to the wing. Tucker, top of the key. Over to Bug. Open for three. Won't take it. Instead, he'll come over to Barwin. Now in the corner. Tucker, pump fake. Comes back out to Barwin. He'll fake it. Comes to the elbow. Back to Tucker. Tucker drives over to Bug. He'll spot up for three. Rills in and out. And it's going to be out of bounds, though, off of Jefferson as he mishandles the rebound. Went all the way around the rim and kind of was a funny way to come down for Jefferson.
And Barwin running underneath at least affected that enough that he couldn't concentrate on catching it clean.
The bounce pass gets to Orr, but it's tipped from behind as Jefferson read that pretty well. Obviously, he'll have to inbound again.
He read it, but his hand's on the back of Orr's hand. I mean, he's slapping at him.
The bounce pass gets to Sam Light. In the left corner, he'll drive baseline, runs into traffic, has to pass it off to Orr, puts it up, and good, and he gets the foul.
Great job.
To tie the game.
Yeah, great job by Light of just settling himself when he's down there, double team, losing possession of the ball, gets it back, settles himself, and sees Andy Orr for one of the first times all game open. Orr now, they have him listed as 3-for-3, although that would say that the two putback attempts at the end of regulation that he had on the inside didn't actually happen. But he's got a chance to tie the game now, and based on what they have statistically on him, on the official stats, a chance to stay perfect if he can tie the game.
The foul was on Tay Dowdy. He's done. That was his fifth. Or, shy of the line is no good. Rebound comes long, but it falls into the hands of Wallace.
Well, another missed foul shot from LVC.
Yeah. They are missing from the free throw line tonight, uncharacteristically.
62% now from the line.
Jefferson, elbow, jumper, rattles in and out. Rebound by Sam Light for LVC.
Big trip here for LVC to try to get the lead back.
Light into the front court on the left. Comes over to Tucker. Barwin, right corner. So Barwin comes out to Tucker. Now it's Bug, left wing. He'll drive, low block. It's underneath, shot. No good, but he gets his own rebound, I guess you can say. Puts it up and in.
Love what he's doing, though. He's attacking. Nobody else does, and that's why he needs to be on the floor right now. And Coach McAllister recognized that at the beginning of overtime.
71-70 LVC back in front. Here's Jefferson from the right wing. Down low block. High off the glass. No good. Rebound. Tucker gets it. Gives it to Sam Light.
Great box out from Tucker, and Orr affected that shot from Jefferson where he had to bank it a little higher than what he was looking to.
Light cross court to Tucker in the front court. 15 on the shot clock, 1:15 on the game clock. LVC leading by a point. Here's Tucker to Bug, top of the key. And we've got contact away from the ball here. And it's going to be a foul on Alex Newbold, his third. And it's going to send Sam Light to the line.
Shooting two. Light again. The foul shooting for LVC tonight has been very uncharacteristic, off the mark. You got Light, who usually doesn't miss anything from the line. He's 5-for-8. 6 missed foul shots tonight for LVC, and not a ton of trips.
Her shot is good. So 72-70. LVC leads by two with 107 to play.
And Newbold picks up that foul because he knew that Light had beaten him off the screen and was trying to grab hold of him to make sure he couldn't catch the ball cleanly the other way.
Second shot also good for Light. 73-70 and a timeout on the floor. Light with 15 points, by the way. Just two shy of Mike Rhodes, who has 2,050 on his career. Sam Light now sitting at 2,048 in second and third place, respectively.
Nobody's catching Andy Panko, though. He's 2,515 overall. But, I mean, if you look at Sam Light's career, you could say, or maybe even argue a little bit, that maybe 2 points, none bigger than those right now, considering what's at stake for this team, laden with seniors, seven of them on this roster,
yeah,
who have been waiting and building to this year and this moment, even beefed up the schedule because of it, went through some inconsistent times against some teams they couldn't afford that against, and now they find themselves in a dogfight with a team that they probably didn't expect to be in a dogfight with in the semifinals, a Lycoming team that fell apart at the end of the season and was able to dig down deep, find something in reserve, and force this game into overtime after trailing the entire way since it was 2-0. And now Lycoming's playing catch-up again, down by three.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would be surprised if you would have said that Lycoming and Lebanon Valley would be playing in the conference playoffs. You would have expected it to be in the final.
In the
Albright
final.
Kind of snuck up on everybody.
Albright snuck up on everybody this year. And speaking of which, Albright in the second half now 35-21 on Arcadia, under 16 to go.
Here's Lycoming with a basketball, down by three with a minute to go. Top of the key is Dangerfield. Now it's James driving to the low block, and he is going to be fouled by Ricky Bug.
Ricky Bug, it's just his second personal foul. And James, who has made his last so many foul shots, goes back to the line to shoot two.
And Lycoming knocks everybody back into the backcourt here. First shot from James is good.
They will take out Dangerfield and Duckett and bring Newbold back in, along with a guy who's been a very good defensive player for them. Devin Taylor will return for a rare appearance. He hasn't seen a lot of minutes, but defensively, he's been very good when he's been in.
Now we'll put some guys in the lane here for James' second free throw. On the way, that's too strong. Rebound is by Ricky Bug of LVC.
That's the coach's way of saying, I know you're missing the second one.
There's a lazy pass. It's tipped. It's stolen away. Here's Jefferson, puts it up and in.
You just can't do that. And that's a senior, Sam Light, making a lazy pass back to the middle of the court.
73-73, 46 seconds left here in overtime. And Tucker is going to be fouled by Taylor coming up the sideline.
And now can Tucker, who's a very good foul shooter on the season at 77%, put aside the disappointment in the end of regulation play with 28 seconds left when he missed the front end of a 1-1 that could have almost iced the game at that point. Now they need him to make a pair from the line to give them the lead.
Tucker at the line, tied at 73. First shot is good. Nothing but net that time.
I love his poise and how he's really handled the point for this team for most of this game, running the point and being able to bring the ball up himself many times under pressure has been impressive.
Second shot from Tucker. This is no good. Rebound is by Lycoming. Jefferson with a basketball. 39 seconds left. Jefferson slips, almost falls, but keeps the possession, gets it back to James. James down the lane, lost it. It's through Light's legs, comes back to Jefferson. Jefferson in the paint, fadeaway jumper. It's good, and Lycoming has the lead by one.
The strip by Bocanfuso, but LVC couldn't get the ball, and LVC calls timeout.
26 seconds left. Lycoming leads by a point here. 75-74, LVC with the basketball and the timeout here.
I mean, that was unfortunate because there were two times on that possession for LVC where they were able to knock the ball out of the offensive player's hands. One time, James coming down, Bocanfuso got it. The ball never got clean, and finally, they got the ball around to Jefferson, who calmly takes the ball into the lane, jab steps on Bocanfuso to back him up, and then is able to elevate over top of him for a career-high 24 tonight for Ronald Jefferson. And they've needed every bit of those points from him. He has been fabulous tonight for Lycoming, the 6'3 sophomore out of Brooklyn, New York, who averages 8 points per game coming into this one. His stock has increased greatly for the Warriors as this game has gone on.
Now, LVC will have the basketball, and one thing that they have not done well over the last about 8-9 minutes of this game is really attack the basket.
And that's the place where Ricky Bug has been the one guy to do that. I just don't think he'll be the guy who has the ball in his hands. I think this is going to be Sam White's game. The question is, do you play for the last shot? And I'll be honest with you, Steve, I don't. I don't play for the last shot here. I'm looking to take the ball to the basket. I'm trying to get the lead, and I'm trying to be able to set up a half-court defense on the other end against a team that normally struggles in that area. So I want a quick shot, and I want an opportunity, if I miss, to put them on the line.
Ricky Bug looking to get it inbounds. Does so, floats it in to Orr. Orr now has to dribble once, gets it back to Bug. He'll hand it off to Tucker. He's double-teamed. Back to Bug. Double-teamed again. Now it's Tucker. Crosses the timeline. Orr. Mid-block. Now comes over in the corner. Barwin, top of the key. Tucker. 11 on the game clock. LVC down by a point. There's Light. It was almost mishandled. Light getting through the traffic. Tries to force it up, and he is going to draw a foul with 5 seconds left.
And that is why you give Sam Light the basketball. Because he will make something happen. They call the foul on Newbold. And now Light with a chance on the fourth foul on Newbold to give LVC the lead. A tough call. He dribbled into traffic. In a way, it might be a makeup for the end of regulation when they didn't give him the call.
And here's Sam Light at the line. First shot. Rattles around, and it's good. And we are tied. And a timeout taken on the floor here as we are tied at 75. Sam Light has one more shot here for LVC with 5.1 seconds left.
What's at stake here, Steve, is one shot to tie Mike Rhodes,
yes,
second all-time, which to Sam Light, I'm sure, means absolutely nothing right now.
No.
Because the key is he has one shot to try to put his team ahead with 5.1 seconds left to go. And the second-best foul shooter, even though it's not his best night from the line, with a chance, the senior, to put his team ahead and force Lycoming into a quick panic sort of situation. Now, 5.1 seconds, we know, is enough time to bring the ball up the floor and get a shot off. You can drive the lane. You get a kick out. Whatever you need to do, there is time to do it, but you cannot delay. So with LVC, they're talking about when Sam makes the foul shot, what they're going to do. And I think you have to pick up at least token pressure in the backcourt, force Lycoming to work the ball up the floor a little bit. They're not even talking about what happens if he misses. They're talking about when Sam makes his shot, be smart.
Here it is, Sam Light at the line trying to put LVC in front by a point with 5 seconds left. Here in overtime, the shot, it's on the way. It is good. LVC leads by a point. Lycoming gets it inbounds. Wallace in the backcourt. Gives it off to Jefferson. Jefferson, top of the key. Kicks it over to Duckett for three. No good. And that's the ballgame. LVC holds on here in overtime. Our final score, LVC 76, Lycoming 75.
Wow. And Lycoming, I thought they took too long deciding what to do in the front court. Credit LVC defensively for picking up a little token pressure in the backcourt. They went to Wallace to throw the ball to Jefferson, and it never opened anything up for them. I think they were expecting the first pass to open up Jefferson to have a wide open run. LVC ran with Jefferson up the floor with Bocanfuso, knowing that that's the matchup they were probably going to see in that situation. Bocanfuso forced him out of a good shooting opportunity. He had to dish the ball to Duckett, and Duckett, when he elevated, there was pressure on him. You could even say contact, but just like the end of regulation,
yep,
they weren't making that call in that situation, and LVC survives in overtime, 76-75. What a heartbreaking end of the season for Lycoming. Losers of five of their last six, and the last two games in overtime to Albright and to LVC.
And for LVC, it's on to the MAC Commonwealth Championship game on Saturday. Again, if Arcadia comes back.
And they are getting closer. It's 38-27, 12 minutes left to go. Stranger things have happened.
Yes, stranger things have happened. But if Arcadia wins that, it would be here. But if Albright holds on as expected, it would be at Albright in Reading.
Let's take a look at our benchmarks of the game, brought to you by Benchmark Construction, in what was an absolutely wild contest between these two teams. Lebanon Valley victorious 76-75 in overtime, led tonight by a tie for career high 23 points from Ricky Bug. He also had 7 rebounds in the game for LVC in the victory. Sam Light, 17 points, including the tying and go-ahead foul shots in overtime to give LVC the win with those exactly 17 points. Sam Light is now tied with Mike Rhodes, who is the current Virginia Commonwealth head coach, for second all-time in the LVC leading scorers list with 2,050 points. Light also 5 assists, 5 rebounds in this contest, and 4 steals. So he did a little of everything here tonight. 11 points for Caleb Barwin, including 3 big three-pointers. 9 points for Zach Tucker. You talk about a line from Tucker in this one, Steve. The freshman, 9 points. This is 32 minutes of basketball against the top defensive team statistically in the conference. 9 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 turnover, credited to Tucker the entire game. That's impressive stuff from the freshman, and he knocked down a couple of big foul shot at one point in that overtime period. Andy Orr, he didn't get a chance to do anything tonight. He had 3 shots from the field, 7 points, 9 rebounds. He had 3 blocks on the day for Andy Orr. 5 points off the bench for Andrew Eberhardt. 2 points for Will Bocanfuso. He also had 5 rebounds and 3 steals, doing his job defensively as usual. Colin Moore had 2 points off the bench for LVC. For Lycoming, it was 24 for Ronald Jefferson. That's a career high for him. Tay Dowdy had 13 points before he fouled out in overtime. Alex Newbold on the glass, 16 rebounds to go along with his 10 points in the game. 9 points for Darius James, 7 for Darius Dangerfield, 6 for Chris Wallace, 4 for Ramadan Jennings, and 2 for Devin Taylor. Lycoming in the game had 31 baskets, just 9 assists tonight, whereas LVC, 26 baskets, 16 assists. Dutchman had a 9-4 advantage in 3-pointers made in this contest, as LVC, 9-26, 35% from 3. Lycoming was 4-12 for 33% from the field. LVC was 41%. Lycoming was 46%. From the line, LVC 15-22, 68%. Lycoming was 9-14 for 64% overall. Turnovers pretty even, and for the first time in I don't know how long, Steve, LVC does not lose the turnover battle to Lycoming, which was a major, major factor in building the lead. It got a lot closer as the game went on. So Lycoming started turning LVC over down the stretch, but LVC turning it over 18 times compared to Lycoming's 19. Rebounds, Lycoming the advantage, 45 of them, including 11 offensive rebounds in the second half and in overtime, compared to 38 rebounds overall for LVC. And just taking a look at a couple of the other team stats that are here, largest lead of the game for LVC was 14 points. They had that back at 56-42. They led almost exclusively until the overtime period, except for that 2-0 advantage that Lycoming had to start the game. But bench points, a huge key in this one. The Dutchman with 27 off the bench compared to just 13 for Lycoming. That is an area that you do not expect LVC to win against what is considered to be a much deeper Lycoming team. Yeah. But tonight, it was the other guys. Sam Light, Andy Orr, role players in a way in most of this game, as Bug, Tucker, Barwin playing key moments in this game. And then when it was time for the final act of this little play of ours to be played out, it was Sam Light who made the 2 key foul shots to win the game for LVC.
And LVC will play for a conference championship on Saturday. We'll be there again. If Arcadia comes back and beats Albright, it'll be here. If not, it will be at Albright in Reading. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow night, we have high school basketball. It's Boiling Springs at Middletown at a 4A District 3 quarterfinal game. And then our next broadcast will be on Saturday. And yeah, LVC has a shot. One game for a conference title and an NCAA tournament berth.
You know these seniors will be inspired. They'll be ready to go. And I think we'll be ready to go as well. Albright 42-27 lead on Arcadia. Make that 44-27. 9 minutes left to go. Looks like we're going to be in Reading on Saturday, barring a major shocker of a comeback.
All right. For our studio producer tonight, Kristen Steinbacher, for Brian Kaiser, Steve Lee saying goodnight from Sorrentino Gymnasium. Again, our final score in overtime, it was LVC 76, Lycoming 75. And LVC will play for the Mac Commonwealth title on Saturday. And you heard it live here on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.
You've been listening to Lebanon Valley College Basketball on the Flying Dutchman Radio Network. Today's game was brought to you in part by Lebanon Valley College and Post Acute Medical. Your home for the best in LVC sports is the Flying Dutchman Radio Network.